Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
If your hair isn't performing like it used to, the answer isn't another hat. It's a proactive approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand. It's also NSF certified for sport and the official hair growth partner of Major League Baseball, the only hair growth supplement trusted by the pros. Visit Nutrafol.com, enter promo code PMT. Get $10 off your first month subscription, and you get free shipping. That's NUTRAFOL.com, promo code PMT.
Okay, welcome to the bracket, episode 184. Today we have a very nerd-friendly episode. We do not have Tommy's in Atlanta. KB and Nick, I believe, are filming something with a theology professor or something. No. Don't know. I didn't even ask any further questions after that. And then Che is busy on vacation just body bagging former NFL players. So he couldn't make it for this one. The Che run of the last week has been unbelievable.
Oh yeah, the Che hat. Yeah,
yeah. Him and the Chidora. Yeah, just like yeah. Just dominating the Chidora.
That's what they're dude. Called. It. Your video of Che was a fantastic edit.
I love the high. Well, I love high edits. I love high edits. But today again, it's going to be more of a nerd episode. We are going to be doing a little bit of a DC versus Marvel episode, which is something they kind of. You know, they hype up a lot, I would say. Yep. People, like, mm-hmm. They talk about DC versus Marvel all the time. Right now, I would say the playing field is more even than ever in the movie world
than it's maybe ever
been since the MCU really started. So I figured it'd be a good time to visit it. And for this episode, we have Robbie, who's obviously mega nerd, myself, mega nerd. Vibsy, Sneaky, you get into the weeds a little bit.
I like to burn through the Superman, Batman content.
Yeah.
This guy watched the Snyder Cut this week.
I watched the Snyder Cut over like yeah. 6 days. Yeah, yeah.
Big nerd.
I was actually, this is a terrible story and I regret starting it, but there was a girl with a dog and she was like, oh, this is my dog, Diana. And I go, oh, like Wonder Woman. Oh. And she goes, that's a new one. Normally people say like princess.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, baby, I'm a nerd.
Our actual feminist icon. Yes. A fake yeah, one like yeah. Princess Diana. And then I think, jeez. I don't know how much content you've done before, Finger, but introducing, I guess, at least to the bracket, he sets up on the back end for Chicago all the time, Goldfinger, who is himself a massive comic book movie nerd.
Yeah, I am. Thank you guys for having me. It's an honor to be on this panel. Robbie Clem, I love Miles Basement, your coverage of Daredevil. Watch that every week. Vibs, one of my boys, Ken Jack, love helping out from this end. T-Bow Danny, some of my close friends of the company.
Wow, we're all getting praise from Goldfinger.
All right, Goldfinger, we didn't bring you on here to suck our dicks. Come on, no, brother.
The glazing is crazy.
Goldie was talking about it early. He's very excited. He's got some goals to talk about. But wait, what are you collecting Daredevil-wise right
yes,
now?
Yes, he's a big Daredevil collector, for those that don't know.
Yeah, I just, after this last card show, so we've been doing these card show videos with Mook. And
yes, make sure to check those out, by the way. I'll have a link in the description.
Awesome. The first show we went to, they had some of the Daredevil 181 to 191, the Death of Elektra run, which is also Frank Miller's last run in the comics. Yeah. And back in Tucson, I bought 191, which is the last issue he did from his original run. So I've just been collecting those, and now this week I'm getting all of them so I can read them from 181 to 191. So very excited.
That's nerd shit right there. That's yeah. a book knower.
Youth is yeah. all right, dude. Let's go.
Serious. He's a ball knower.
Well, on My Mom's Basement, we call him book knowers.
Book knower, he's a book knower. And then T-Bob, obviously been on the back before, major cinephile, I would say. One of the bigger ones at the company right now.
Yeah, I grew up a massive DC fan as well. And then obviously, like everybody else, I fell in love with the MCU. And I think this is the quite literal perfect time to be having this conversation.
Yes, I don't think we could have planned it out much better. And then Danny, who also, I would say out of all the people who make pop culture references, you're up there near the top. You pull out some random things from movies that I've never even heard of before. Like, I forget, we're talking about Forrest Gump, and you pulled out one of the most insane quotes I've ever seen and I've ever heard. And you're like, yeah, everyone knows that quote from Forrest Gump.
Jenny's dad was always loving and touching her.
That was it.
Oh, no. That one really stuck with me for some reason. I don't know what it is. I like to think I'm here because four of our biggest nerds couldn't be. Maybe I'm just here because my initials are DC.
Ooh.
Either way,
bars. This guy.
Either way,
wow,
I wasn't reading
good.
The comic books, but I do know enough about the movies, yeah. So I'm ready.
I'm excited.
Is it so? As people right off the bat, you guys are pretty obsessed with superheroes. Is Daredevil an odd one to be specifically focused in on?
I wouldn't say
odd.
And Clem and Rob, y'all may know more, but that Frank Miller run, the Death Electric, that's like a very collectible and famous run, no?
Oh, yeah, all the Frank Miller stuff across, you know, everything he did beyond Daredevil, even. Frank Miller's such a legend. But Daredevil's, I would say it's not crazy that incredible. You're super into Daredevil, but it's like a very specific. You're not picking the chalk answer, you know? It's like
I like it. You're not going Batman, Superman.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like with the new show,
the show definitely helps it.
That helps. Yeah, put it more in the zeitgeist.
Yes,
right.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then lastly, Clem, obviously a co-host of Mom's Basement and a big comic book movie, and I would say comic book general multimedia fan in general, right?
All sorts of media, all the multis of media. I love them all, and especially when they're wearing capes and masks.
Yeah, yeah. So again, we'll be doing the DC heroes versus the Marvel heroes. They'll be sided on opposite ends of the bracket. We'll pick who's the best one, so we'll end up with the ultimate DC versus the ultimate Marvel. Before we do that, let's talk about Game Time. If you watch anything or listen to anything Barstool, you know everything that there is to know about Game Time at this point. But just to give you guys a lowdown, there's nothing like getting to a baseball game, especially last minute. Luckily for me, I always use Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the app actually go down the closer you get to showtime. I just looked at, just for you, because the Yankees are dog shit right now, just for you, Clem, I looked at a Mets game. You can get seats right down, right, basically, it looks like row 12 right behind home plate for $187 to tomorrow's game versus the Brewers, which is unbelievable. $187 right behind.
You might be on TV.
Yeah, you'd be right on TV. And
that's a day game too. Let's go.
Yeah, and I mentioned this a couple other times on Game Time ads. I would use Game Time to go to a Phillies game and caught a Nick Castellanos throwaway ball on Iran Missile Day, which was pretty fucking cool.
That's a great piece.
Highly collectible ball. So you can put those savings back in your pocket and spend them at the ballpark with a hot dog, new hat, or some good old-fashioned Cracker Jacks. So what are you waiting for? Go buy those tickets to that Mets game today with Game Time. So again, check out Game Time. They're the best ticket guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and use code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time.
Game Time.
That's right. All right, now we can get into it. We'll start out on the bottom end of this, the number 2 versus the number 7 on the Marvel side of the bracket. Now, number 2 seed from Marvel, it's got to be, we were just talking about him earlier, Wolverine.
Okay,
the motherfucking Wolverine.
Yeah.
One of the coolest Marvel superheroes.
Not a one.
He is badass as hell. Cool. Probably the coolest Canadian in history.
Yeah.
Right. Brian Adams? No Brian Adams fans here?
Not Wolverine.
Don't they? Not beating Wolvie.
Come on,
coolest
bub.
Canadian superhero.
Definitely the coolest.
Small market.
True. Him and Deadpool, I guess, and he's cooler than Deadpool, without a doubt. So the Wolverine, who we are is beloved. He's going up against the number 7 seed, one who I definitely got more popular because of his own solo movie, Black Panther, Black Panther himself as a hero is sick as fuck. He's like the leader of a covert country that's light years ahead of the rest of the country, and he just, like, on it, even though he's a king, should be delegating this sort of things, just goes out and beats the shit out of criminals.
Now let me clarify before we get into, are we judging, is this Wolverine fighting Black Panther?
No.
Or is it which hero is just better across all, you know?
I say the latter. I don't think it should be a fight, because then we'll have very uneven matchups here.
Yeah.
I think it's better to just be who's the better hero, who's the cooler hero. So again, right now we have Wolverine versus the Black Panther, starting with you, Robbie Fox.
This is going to be tough on a panel of 7 white dudes, and we're probably going to all go Wolverine here. Wolverine is Wolverine, right? Like, Hugh Jackman's performance alone should win him this. And I don't get me wrong, love Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther. We only got one solo movie out of him, and then Infinity War and Endgame, he has a little bit of a lesser role, Civil War. Wolverine is just, we've gotten so much, the suit, the claws, every version of Wolverine, it's got to be Wolverine.
I think if we got more than a single solo movie out of, like, the original Black Panther, because I still don't dig Shuri as Black Panther at all. I think that's a huge mistake. I think it should have been Lupita Nyong'o taking over Black Panther. Might be different, but...
Or M'Baku
would have been a sick Black Panther.
Bring back Michael B. Jordan. Who gives a shit? He was awesome.
Yeah, who cares anymore?
Yeah, exactly. It's comic books.
But I think...
exactly.
Wolverine just basically fighting his way through time. And especially... We always talk about the intro to X-Men Origins Wolverine.
That intro, yeah.
Where he's like fighting in D-Day and the American Revolution. I think it was after American Revolution, but like Vietnam and shit. So cool.
Even just the word adamantium.
Coming out ripped from the fucking water.
Come on.
He's just so fucking cool.
cool. Smoking a cigar.
Telling like Professor X and Magneto to go fuck themselves.
Yeah,
like,
cucking fucking Cyclops.
Cucking Cyclops.
At every chance.
Dude, he's the greatest. And yeah. I don't particularly like, I love the movie version, the show version where he's like a roly-poly. Like, I don't love as much. I know that's sacrilegious to a lot of people, but I do love the Hugh Jackman version.
Yeah.
So right now it's two for Wolverine, Vibs.
Yeah, I was going to say, Wolverine, short king.
Very
he's like
short.
5 foot yeah. five. Does that change anything for anybody?
Let's see.
Are we going like original comic book? Or are we going movies?
You could you could include them all because we were talking about this earlier. When Hugh Jackman got cast, everyone was like, "Fuck that! He ain't Wolverine because he's tall."
Yeah.
He's 5'3" in the comics.
5'3".
5'3".
Come into play? Is that like the villains make fun of him?
In shoes, yeah.
Like he's on the handicap potential radar.
Oh,
that, right? 5'3"?
Yeah.
That is actually, I never, that in my head canon, he's never that small. That is so funny to
Wolverine
think about.
Is the size of the bagel boss.
Yeah, he's the bagel boss. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God, I'm viewing him as the bagel boss in his boat. This is going to fuck things
so,
up.
So, like, Wolf,
that is cute little claws.
Yeah. Hey, with his claws, you not got God or my mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm 5'5", I should kill myself? Who is saying that? Girls on dating apps?
Yeah, Jean Grey is saying it.
Yeah, Jean Grey. So it is something, it's great to bring it into consideration.
I just think that's something that gets kind of pushed to the side about Wolverine, that he is 5'3".
Listen,
which,
it's worthy to bring up.
I stand a short king, but it is like, you know, when you're thinking of Superman and all these other heroes, I know that's not Marvel. But yeah, it's 5'3", it's tough.
So Wolverine versus Ant-Man is just like a bloody bash.
Yeah. Fight. And the Black Panther, we can't forget what he did for the world in 2020. Wakanda forever.
True.
Mm-hmm. Our political officials taking a knee. Yeah. So just for that, I'm going to take Black Panther on behalf of Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, okay.
two to one in favor of Wolverine, Clem.
I mean, when you put it like this, Vibs, are we choosing the 5'3 Canadian white guy or the 6 foot black guy?
Yeah, no, I don't put me down for Wolverine. I said Black Panther, brother.
I'll put you down for Black Panther.
Okay, thank you. Wakanda.
Yeah, no, like now that you're saying that, you're kind of, and Wolverine's my guy, Rob. You know, that was my favorite hero of all time growing up. But when you do say 5'3 Canadian guy versus 6 foot black dude, that guy, the Canadian never wins the cool contest. But he has fucking claws, Weapon X, he's mysterious.
Every kid's like put like butter knives between their fingers and like done the Wolverine.
We're going off the superhero, I guess, more than the person. Logan, and like honestly, you wouldn't even want to hang out with Logan. Imagine
he'd be
Logan
miserable.
He'd be miserable. Where Child would be cool as fuck. He probably smells good. He's just a good dude. But yeah, it's Wolverine. The butter knives between the fingers. You said it perfectly.
Three for Wolverine, one for Black Panther. Let's go to you, Finger.
I have to go Wolverine. I mean, Logan might be one of the best superhero movies ever made. Definitely is one of the best superhero movies ever made. It really sucks we didn't get to see Chadwick Boseman show more sides of Black Panther. But I think in all the X-Men movies, just Hugh Jackman always crushes.
Mm-hmm.
X2 also...
I feel like that
used to get brought up a lot more than it does now. But I rewatched it. Incredible movie.
Agreed.
The opening with Magneto.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unreal.
So
Holy
good.
Holy cow. That's a one-on-one scene right there for superhero movies. But yeah, no, I'm with you on that, Finger. T-Bob?
I'm going chalk here. I'm going Wolverine. But the reason is very specific. I always... my favorite part about Wolverine's power set is the healing factor. And the reason being is... In Wolverine, they've created a superhero that has the invulnerability of a lot of these other guys, but it comes with like sacrifice in that he feels everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If he gets shot, it feels like getting shot and he'll be fine, but it makes you appreciate it when he's in like a big badass fight and he's just getting fucked up. You know, he's feeling everything. He's still like putting it on for whoever he's fighting for and whatnot. So I think that's one of the coolest elements of Wolverine. I'm going Wolvie.
Wolverine, another vote.
Even the claws coming out hurts him.
Yeah,
that's right. Even the claws. Exactly. Everything is like sacrifice around Wolverine.
Great.
And he had
point.
The bone claws, too.
The bone claws were crazy.
Was it Days of Future Past when wakes up in the hotel?
Yeah.
Sees those. That, awesome.
Grafting the adamantium to his bones is like the most painful thing they have in like all of Marvel. DC.
Yeah, tough not going with the dead black guy here. But Wolverine, is like, I would feel more confident with Wolverine in my group defending me or whatever than I would the strongest guy. He's got like that dad aura, like, you know, everything's going to be all right. He's got the whole ex household in order. For that reason, you got to go Wolverine.
Yeah. Wolverine. That means that the Wolverine is going to move.
If it was the Pink Panther,
when the woke mob comes for this podcast, just know Vibsy was on the right side of history.
True. True.
That's very true. Yeah, you're going to escape this one.
What Thanks for not making that unanimous, Vibs. That would have been problematic.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
What would you guys think about a white person dressing up as Black Panther for Halloween?
The Rizzler.
The Rizzler does that, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was talking about Evan Bosanko, but.
I did not realize Ebo did that.
I did not know that either.
But I thought you were talking about originally the Ryan Gosling Black Panther edits, which are very funny.
The White Panther.
Have you ever seen those? The White Panther. They're very funny. Worth watching.
So Wakanda is a suburb in Illinois.
No, it's not. Really?
No,
yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's spelled with a C, though, instead of the I have a cousin from there. He's like, this fucking movie, man. Everyone's calling me White Panther. I can't escape it. It ruined our town. Ruined our economy.
That would be funny, like, if that was like your intro for football, too. Like, you became
from Wakanda?
From Wakanda, Illinois.
Yeah. What's their, like, high school mascot?
Ooh. For their high school? Totally should be the Black Panther.
The Panthers.
Yeah. Pink Panthers.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. That's a good question. They should have changed it now. Yeah, the albino Panthers.
They're the Bulldogs.
Oh, what a
name! Come on.
And their fucking colors are purple.
They should have used the release of Black Panther as a way to be like, we're hopping on board,
dude. That's awful.
The Panthers open up a new high school.
What a mistake!
Come out of the tunnel to some Kendrick. Like everything's right there.
Damn, man. Or even fucking Ludwig Göransson score coming out of the tunnel. That would have been insane too.
Yeah. The war drums.
Yeah, dude. Oh, anyway. Now we've.
Danny, I'm sorry. No, Danny, what's the demographic of Wakanda from what you can tell?
That's a good question. If you're asking, my cousin is white.
Wakanda. No, 2020 census. Oh yeah. Oh, that's white. All right. That is 71%.
All right. A little different than the MCU Wakanda.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
What?
I really only went there for family parties. Didn't explore the area much.
So now we have
weapons on me.
We have the 3 seed versus the 6 seed. The 3 seed is a guy who I don't think had a lot of love until he kind of started the MCU, which is Iron Man.
Yep.
Iron Man, I don't think I had the love of like, he's now more recognizable than some of the most famous superheroes pre-Iron Man on the planet. But now he just who he is. It's Iron Man, and he's the 3 seed, and I think for good reason. He was played perfectly by Stark, or by Robert Downey Jr., and I think since then they've done nothing but we venerate him.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And now he's going up against number 6 seed, which is Professor X.
Ooh.
X making the cut, and he's got, at least in movies, two really good actors performing him very well.
Yeah.
And both James McAvoy and Patrick Stewart, so it's something to think about. Although, I will always note, the one meme that always goes viral of him, Professor X, making Magneto relive the Holocaust to stop him.
Yeah.
Like, not very heroic.
Not cool.
Not very heroic.
Not cool.
Yeah. So just something to think about. So Iron Man versus Professor X. Let's go to you, Danny.
All right. So Iron Man, he's head of the Avengers, right?
Yeah.
Professor X, he's head of the X household. Side note, who wins in a fight? The X, what do they call it? X Mansion versus the Avengers. Anyways, I think
X-Men, you could call him.
Was Iron Man
the house called that? Got to have a different name for the frat.
Xavier Preparatory School or something, right?
Yeah. School
Xavier
for the, like, school the gifted.
For the gifted and talented. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it, sorry to interrupt. Was Iron Man in the comic books head of the Avengers?
I don't know if he always was. Yeah, I think a lot of the time it would be on Cap's shoulders. Like, I think the MCU changed that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what I knew about Iron Man is just he was kind of like a background character.
I barely knew anything about Iron Man. He looked cool, but... He was in a Tony Hawk game. I remember that. You could unlock him in a Tony Hawk game. He had like a hoverboard.
Mm-hmm. That's sick.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, you got to respect the forefathers. You got to respect your elders. Professor X also, he has powers. Iron Man has a suit. He's very smart, but that might be the final line for me, in which why I go with Professor X here.
One for Professor X. What's the helmet made of that Kevin Bacon uses to stop? Is it made of adamantium, like the Magneto helmet?
I think it might be.
Right? I don't know what stops the brainwaves.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Funny you mentioned that.
Funny. He was waiting on this the whole day, yeah. So one vote for Professor X. T-Bob.
So, I guess I'll give my flowers to Iron Man first because, what was it, 08 or 09 when the first Iron Man movie dropped? Yeah. And I guess, I'm 36, and I just remember poring over message boards as a kid, looking for any scraps of, superhero movies being made, and then Favreau coming out, and then I remember afterwards Favreau doing some interview at Comic-Con where he's like, well, you know, we should make all these movies and get them together and do, an Avengers, all the actors, and it was, groundbreaking and insane, but so real world impact, I'd say Iron Man, but I think it's just who I like better. I think it's Professor X. He's a pretty it's a pretty radical concept. I think to have your or maybe it's not because you look like FDR, but to have your leader of this organization and whatnot bound to a chair yet still be so effective, still be so powerful, especially in comics where the medium is so physical and punchy and fighty. X is fantastic. He's fascinating for that reason. I'll go Professor X.
Sacrificed his body in X3 when he gets blown up in disintegrated by Phoenix.
Yep.
Sacrifices his back in X-Men First Class, and then also sacrifices his hairline in Apocalypse. Seemingly the only thing that happened in that movie.
Yeah, he went bald.
They evaporated his hairline. That's the only negative effect that happened in X-Men Apocalypse for that whole thing.
Titled Apocalypse, and that was all that
That's all that happened was Professor X got his hairline evaporated. That's literally the only thing that happened to him.
And that was
Logan,
a shame.
Logan, take me to Tokyo.
two votes for Professor X. Finger.
So real quick. Yeah. Iron Man is what, 2008?
Yes. I think the first movie, yeah.
So are they always making a comic book before that movie comes out? Can you introduce a new hero to the movie before it is ever in a comic?
There's been, Harley Quinn was a Batman animated series character before she was ever a comic character.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's characters that go both ways, I think, in some stuff.
Well, now they can't because Stan Lee, RIP, right? So they would have to go straight to movie?
Well, you got new comic book makers.
Yeah. Stan Lee didn't make everyone.
The Mole Man.
He made a lot of them.
The Mole Man thing with Paul Walter Hauser. That was a character, his version
of
it.
My non-nerd is showing. Sorry.
Yeah. Show some respect to Jack Kirby, you know?
Yeah.
Jack.
Two votes for Professor X Finger.
I've been going back and forth on this because Professor X is just such a legendary character. And the X-Men, I feel like, especially in modern, when you're talking about superhero teams, I feel like the X-Men don't get brought up enough just because they haven't been introduced in the MCU. But I think Iron Man, especially if we look at, I feel like a lot of people think his character's more one-dimensional than it actually is. And if they didn't mess with Iron Man 3 and they actually adapted, the Devil in a Bottle storyline that they were originally going to, I think we would have seen a lot more to his character other than just Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark, whatever.
Quipping.
Quipping being snarky. Yeah.
Major book knower shit from Goldfinger.
Devil in a Bottle, yeah.
Respect.
These are the ones I know. These are the ones I know well. But I think I'm going to go Iron Man here. Also, just because I was a kid, I remember watching Iron Man for the first time with all my friends and buying the toys, just going pow.
Yeah.
It was the best.
Yeah. So that means we are 2-1 in favor of Professor X right now. Clem.
So Iron Man's my dude. Thanos is my guy from MCU, but Iron Man is my hero, my number one superhero guy out of that those phases of the MCU, the Infinity Saga. However, I love Professor X. I'm an X-Men guy first and foremost. And then to almost break the tie, because kind of Jackie said it, they both were played by awesome actors. Iron Man in the books is so fucking lame and I've never found him the least bit interesting. I still don't know why I went to see the movie when I did. And I loved it. And it obviously knocked my socks off and it created the MCU that we know today. But Professor X in everything in the comic books and then the movies, the cartoon, he's always awesome. Whether he's in a wheelchair, he has the little yellow thing. They're all sweet. The only knock of Professor X is in X-Men 97 and in the comic books, which it's based off of, he does fuck a bird lady, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's weird when he goes off there, yeah.
How
weird.
Much
She's
bird
is? She's a space bird lady. She's a space bird
lady. Yeah. How much bird is she?
So which part of
considerable
which
amount.
Of Which half of her is a bird?
Can I
organ parts?
Yeah. Can he feel his penis, or does he just manipulate it with his mind?
When he goes to the planet, he could walk.
Now I remember this.
He's good when he goes to the planet. So I think the dick is fucking.
I forgot it.
This is in the animated revival series. Yes. Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
His pupils are just in the back of his head, and his dick is slowly rising.
Did you ever see that documentary Murderball?
No.
Oh, it's like a bunch of guys in wheelchairs that just like play rugby, basketball type shit. And there was like a big scene from it where he's like, yeah, my dick works. Like, my penis, I can still get it up. I can still fuck. Right. And these guys are apparently fucking all the time. So,
hell yeah, dude.
I don't know. I just want to talk about those dudes' penises.
So, I guess if I'm doing to break the tie, they're called the Avengers, not the Iron Men, but his guys are called the X-Men. So he's the X-Man, right?
Yeah. Good point.
I pick Xavier every year in my brackets just so I could throw the X up. Throw the X. Like they're playing. So he might do the same, at least when he was younger.
Shout out Matt Stainbrook. 3-1 right now in favor of Professor X.
So my opinion depends on this bird lady. And how hot? Yeah, she's super hot. She's more lady than bird.
Yeah.
Much more lady.
And England does the same thing too.
They make a point of it to show in like First Class when he's like young and he's got hair and he's James McAvoy. He's like a fucking player.
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah, he is.
Wait, is this in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
No, the bird lady's not in the movie.
Yeah. I was like, I don't remember.
He's just like hitting on chicks at bars and they're all frowning over him. Yeah.
But Vibs, the bird lady's in the cartoon and she's like, no, Charles, I'll put your leash on later. So they're insinuating.
Yeah. She does say that.
I do love when like the animated cartoons get super horny and like you don't really pick up on it as a kid.
Oh, Magneto too, big time fucker in that series.
Oh yeah.
Oh, big time.
Big time. He's cucking Gambit.
Yeah, he is cucking Gambit. I forgot about that.
She's hot. I thought Tony Stark and Robert Downey Jr. was perfect. I think the only one more perfect was Patrick Stewart. Mm. Like I thought Patrick Stewart was Professor X. Like when the comic books came out, I was like, "Oh, this is that guy from Star Trek."
Yeah,
like they look so similar. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's just the bald head. Yeah, I don't know. Iron Man just looks cool in the comics. I don't know anything about him from the comics.
At Boar's Head, we've been going back to school for over 115 years, and this year, every school lunch is reason to celebrate with the flavors your kids love and the exceptional quality you expect. Helping you make school lunch fresh, easy, and delicious. Ring the bell. The deli is open. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
I'm torn on this one. I think I'm going to go Iron Man.
Okay. Yeah.
Nah, but the bird lady was hot. Professor X.
She was pretty hot.
Mm. If it comes down to hot lady fucking, you should be going with Stark. He is the ultimate hot lady fucker. Just throwing it out.
But he's not bound to a wheelchair. He's
now we're being
he's like a hot playboy. Vibs goes woke in this episode. He's got Black Panther. He's disabled. Going for sorry, I'm a hero.
So we're all Professor X right now. I'd go for Professor X as well. If it's who's cooler, it's Iron Man. If it's who's the better hero, it's Professor X.
I gotta agree. I feel bad saying it. I love Robert Downey Jr., RIP my dog, Tony Stark. But I just like Professor X across more different mediums. Mm-hmm. Like him in the comics, like him in the cartoon, like him in the movies, like him in the prequel movies. Right now, the only Iron Man that I like is Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, cool powers too. Cerebro is sick as hell.
Super awesome.
Cerebro
yeah.
is so bad.
It's great.
So cool. T-Bob,
I got a question for you. Patrick Stewart, as the Star Trek guy, I feel like on the panel, who is Patrick Stewart to you? Is he in Star Trek or is he X-Men?
Well, so I would say this. I'm not the biggest Next Generation guy. I came to Star Trek later. Growing up, I liked Star Wars more because, it's basically fantasy in space. I think you have to be an adult and you start to appreciate Star Trek is like dealing with like a lot of more high level concepts and whatnot. And Next Generation is awesome from the couple seasons I've seen, but no, he's Professor X in my mind.
I love Next Generation, by the way, and more people should respect Deep Space Nine. Great series as well. Didn't get the respect of the Next Generation, but Deep Space Nine rocks.
Good that we didn't Enterprise pass on the handicap guy right after the deceased black man.
Yes.
I was also thinking the same thing, DC.
Yes. So now we have the number 4 seed versus the 5 seed. The number 5 seed, this guy definitely not woke. Captain America.
Oh, yeah, my guy.
I love in The Boys when they do the reverse awakening scene with Jensen Ackles, and he wakes up and sees two guys kissing, and he's like, what the fuck is this?
this. Yeah.
Like, which is what Captain America likely would do in real life. So Captain America is our number five seed, and he's going up against the, and by the way, I would say out of the MCU heroes, pre-MCU, outside of one of them, he's probably the most famous. I'd say maybe third most famous. Going up against number four seed, who probably I'd say is a little bit more, the Hulk. The Hulk.
Okay.
Mm. Hulkster is, he's got to be up there. I feel like Ruffalo has diminished, like the way that, maybe it's not Ruffalo's fault, but like the way that they've used Ruffalo in the movies recently over the last 10-ish years has diminished his respect level a little bit. But like, he's the fucking Hulk. He's the Hulk. He should get, he deserves a little bit more. So starting with you, Robbie, the Hulk versus Captain America.
I loved the Hulk as a kid when that Ang Lee Hulk movie came out, like 03, 04. I loved it. I went and saw it twice in theaters. It might have been one of the first movies I like wanted to go back and see again. Loved the video game. Did not love the green Hershey syrup. It made my poop green. It really freaked me out when I was little. I was like, Mom, I got a gamma ray exposure issue. What's going on here? But Captain America is my guy. When it comes to the MCU, me and Clem have clashed. We probably have hours upon hours of arguments on the internet over the Sokovia Accords, the stances on, you know, who was in the right, who was in the wrong there. Cap's always been my guy. He doesn't like bullies. He beats up Nazis. Mm-hmm. He's got a sweet lady, Peggy Carter. We won't talk about the stuff that he did with Peggy Carter's niece. That was very weird. but Cap's my guy. So I'm going to go Captain America here. I think he's a great character in the comics. I think he's way more complex than most people realize. He's not just rah-rah America. I'm the friggin', you know, white meat baby face, as they call it in wrestling. He's got different sides. Friggin' Hail Hydra that moment. I know people don't like it in the comics, but that's iconic. The whispering in the hallway or in the elevator. Captain America.
It was the green poo that really broke the tie.
It was. It was the green poo freaked me out. My mom still
like
talks
me when
about
I'm constipated.
It.
The green poo, terrible MCU villain.
Yeah.
You don't want to run into that guy. So between Hulk and Cap, like I think the Hulk is definitely a more interesting character as far as like what he struggles with, right?
Yeah.
Like the whole like people being able to influence him and turn him into like an unkillable
Jekyll and Hyde
wrecking machine. Yeah. Basically, more or less. And like I think that's very interesting. I also think Cap, like you were saying, beating up Nazis, beating up bullies, that's all fucking
just
cool.
Rocks.
And he does definitely have a deeper side than like the one dimensional good guy Boy Scout shit than people give him credit for because there's a lot of shit he has to deal with. But like, fuck man, I love the Hulk. And I feel like he's been like flanderized by fucking Mark Ruffalo. So
I will say Hulk hands, all time toy as a kid.
Great toy.
I'm gonna go with Elite. Hulk. Shout out Eric Bana. Where you been, dude? He's in did that series Untamed, by the way, which is on Netflix. Not terrible. But I love
it. No love for the Ed Norton Hulk?
No love for the Ed Norton Hulk. Not for
I
me.
I got a little bit of love for the Ed Norton Hulk.
Wow.
Also came out summer of 08.
Hulk, dude. Yeah.
I did. Who was the other one? Eric Bana.
Eric Bana. Yeah. I love
Eric Bana. Lou Ferrigno. We want to go back all the way.
Yeah, shout out Lou.
Yeah. Shout out Lou Ferrigno. And Nick Nolte played his dad, right, in Ang Lee's Hulk? And he's very pretty good.
So,
he played the
electric ghost
thing, which wasn't a great villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like Eric Bana's Hulk. So we are 1-1 right now, Hulk versus Cap. Fibsy.
I'm going to be honest. I did not like the Hulk. I thought he was
which one?
Oh, really?
All of them. I just think the Hulk as a whole is just a big bumbling, angry idiot. I don't like the Hulk. He doesn't do it for me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I like more of a person as a superhero. Now She-Hulk, that's a superhero. stick with the woke theme. But this I'm about to destroy all of my woke credibility that I've gained on this podcast by saying I did not like the change they made to Captain America with the new.
Black
guy. I just hated the Avengers.
The show sucked.
When I saw the Avengers and it was like, all right, well, now we're going to make Captain America someone else. I was like, just end it. Just, I don't want to see. But I think Captain America is pretty awesome. Killing Nazis is always cool.
Always.
Captain America is just, cool superhero. So I'm going with him.
2-1 in favor of Cap right now. Clem.
I would have figured Vibsy would have said, I didn't even know they changed Captain America. I don't see skin
color. I know. It's like I said, I destroyed all my credibility.
You got a black guy versus a green guy right now.
So wait, does this Captain America, this includes Sam Wilson?
I guess it does.
Right?
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about it like that. But yeah, you get 2-1
The mantle
here.
Changes, yeah.
But then does Hulk include She-Hulk?
No,
yes, it's a weird old son.
If you wanted to.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about his weird son they introduced.
With a weird, horrible haircut. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I'm Googling this.
So this is like the opposite of, I think, some of the other where we're thinking MCU brings so much good to the character, which I do think Chris Evans as Captain America is awesome, even though he kept the secret that he knew Tony Stark's parents were killed, a fucking American hero, and his wife, and he just hated it because
he's his best friend.
Get it?
His best friend.
Best friend. Doesn't matter. Rob, you do that to someone, I'm telling the fucking government on you. Right?
If I was under Russian mind control, I would hope you would keep it secret.
You should go. but Chris Evans rocked as Captain America. I don't think that's anything. The problem is, and I do think a lot of the Hulk stuff in the MCU, it leaves you wanting more. Ragnarok, Hulk ruled.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The glimpse of him we got in Infinity War was pretty cool, even though he got his ass kicked. And I do think the Hulk is like I forgot who was saying it, like his whole situation where he is this monster, but he's super smart and kind of, he's trying to like live in both, like try to get the best of both worlds. But then I'm bringing in the comics, and the Hulk is like a fucking problem in the comics.
Yes.
He is a force of nature. And it's something I want to see the MCU do in like the next phase. It's like at some point, it's like, oh, fuck, Hulk is here and we can't stop him and it's a problem. So I'm going to go based on what I think they can do along with what the comic books have done. And I'm going to go with Hulk, despite Marvel completely fucking up Hulk for a good chunk of these movies.
So that means we are 2-2 right now. Hulk versus Captain America. Finger.
See, Clev, you brought up a good point, because if you're thinking like future, like what they can do with the Hulk and like the direction, because I mean the rumors with the new Spider-Man Hulk back and more return to form, I think that there's, I mean, also every time that we hear that Hulk's going to be a movie, everyone's like, oh, Planet Hulk,
yep.
Like they're going to do like some cool shit. But I think Captain America just overall in the way that he's like been portrayed, like... The first three Captain America movies are great. I think I just haven't seen enough of Hulk that like really like, I really like the Edward Norton movie. I mean, I haven't seen it in years.
I did too.
But I remember I'd watch that a bunch. I had the DVD, so I'd always watch that. And like if they kept with that like version of the character, I think it would have been better for the MCU, but I'm going to go Captain America.
You're gonna go with Captain America 3-2. Was it? Is Tim Roth right? It was the
Tim Roth. Yeah, the Abomination.
Tim Roth, dude.
Yeah.
Tim Roth. He's really good. That original fight scene when he's just kind of juiced up and he's human fighting the Hulk. Oh yeah.
And weirdly, Phil Dunphy from Modern Family is in that movie in a serious role. When you watch it back now, you're like, what the fuck is Phil doing here?
That happens to that actor a lot. He's in Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
And he's playing a guy.
Is Ty Burrell? Is that his name?
Yeah, Ty Burrell. And he's just like a lecher. Like he's you cut to one scene, he's just fucking this woman in the middle of the zombie.
And now it's just like, Phil.
He's a total sleazeball.
T-Bob.
So I like Captain America's powers a lot. I think the shield is cool as fuck. Throwing the shield's really cool. Yeah. Fighting the hand to hand is cool. I still don't love the super soldier serum being the origin story there. It is kind of funny. It's just kind of akin to like giving somebody the best steroids ever.
I was going to say, is that the football guy in you? You don't want the guys on roids?
I don't even have any more. Like, anybody want to take service with? I don't give a fuck. But I feel that I've always loved the plight of Bruce Banner. And, like, as someone who has maybe experienced getting blackout drunk too many times in my life, and it's like fun the first couple times it happens, but then you do one fucked up thing afterwards, and it's like... Every other time you wake up and you're just terrified, social anxiety, you're sweating, what the fuck did I do? And I feel like that's Bruce Banner's entire life just writ large, like so much bigger. And the aspect that Clem talked about the Hulk being a problem, that power set, like that dynamic to me, this tiny little human that's just world-altering freak show on the other side, I love that. I'm going Hulk.
Mm-hmm. So that means we are 3-3 right now. You're going to break the tie, DC. Mm-hmm.
All right, so now this round I have the chance to be anti-American. So I'll say, Robbie, you might have proved me wrong here saying that his Captain America's powers are more than meets the eye, but to me he was always very chalky, kind of the same vein as Superman. You know, it's like, I don't know, they're just a superhero. I don't even know what they do, kind of like the head honcho. But Hulk, a big problem is he has like that ED with his powers.
Yeah.
Like,
Can't get it out sometimes.
Yeah. Can't be having technical difficulties in the middle of a galactic war. That could be a big con. But at the end of the day, the name recognition for the Incredible Hulk is there. I got to go with my guy Hulk.
Let's go.
Hulk. The Incredible is being like the head of your moniker is
it's
great.
Good.
That's
it's
fantastic brand really stuff right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Hulk hands too. Those played a big part in my decision.
And I could tell you never had the Hershey syrup.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I could tell.
Smart.
I think we've made a terrible mistake, but the show goes on.
The show goes on. You want it, you
Vibsy. All the comic book guys here, I got a question. Does Captain America's wings do anything, or are they just like...
I think they're just...
They're decorative.
Yeah.
I used to think they could fly, like, when I read the comic books. I'm like, those are the lamest looking things ridiculous. I've ever seen in right. fucking life. Yes.
Yeah. Well, like,
Hermes.
It
looks like Hermes,
so fast.
Yeah.
Golden snitch helmet.
That's what he had them in the Albert Pyun one, right? The like the 90s Captain America, he had the wings, the Salinger, yeah.
I don't think the flashes, like lightning bolts on the side of his head do anything.
No. That's true.
Half the battle is just...
A lot of great comic art, though, where those lightning bolts when the flash is running turn into, like, beautiful streaks behind him and whatnot.
But half the battle is just the eye test, stepping off the bus. Do you look scary? Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to do our playing game for the rest of the Marvel options going up against number one seed. First up, we have Thor, who is one of the more powerful
lame.
I would agree. He's a,
Not always.
I would agree. He's not the coolest.
Pump the brakes on hating on Norse mythology here, boys.
God, you're talking about.
No, I like that.
Then we have Cyclops.
I like Cyclops, but he gets cucked
fucking
a lot.
Nerd.
He's a nerd that gets cucked a lot.
He wears glasses, you know? I'm like, he wears glasses.
Just for finger, Daredevil.
Okay, respect.
I'm going to give
blind
you
blind guy, too, Danny. Blind guy.
Oh, great.
I'm going to give you the chance to defend him. It's true. You're going to have a lot of disabled people on here. Except for Gambit.
I get canceled from a superhero podcast.
Gambit. Also, Gambit's cool. Gambit's cool as fuck. Cool his powers, as fuck. Maybe not so much, but Gambit's cool as shit. Blade, you want to talk about cool as shit? The fucking Daywalker in the showers of blood. It's cool as shit. Punisher, who's been co-opted by not as cool people. And then Scarlet Witch and Jean Grey.
But they kind of took Punisher back by being like, don't co-opt the Punisher. That's his new thing.
Yeah. So to run through the options again, Thor, Cyclops, Daredevil, Gambit, Blade, Punisher, Doctor Strange, Scarlet Witch, and Jean Grey. Danny, which one of these do you want to go up against our one seed from Marvel?
I always liked Cyclops in the movies, but at the end of the day, this guy's glasses gets knocked off in the middle of a fight. Like, he's trying to call time out. He can't do anything. Then again, Daredevil's blind.
Yep.
I think I'm going to go with Daredevil, partly for my guy Finger here.
Thank you.
And because I'm not too familiar with the others.
Daredevil, the devil of Hell's Kitchen, T-Bob.
I wanted to go Thor here because I do, but it's almost like I love the even like the mythological Thor, maybe even more than the comic books. But I like his power set. Like,
does that mean we get Fat Thor too?
I love Fat Thor. Fat Thor in the God of War games is fucking fantastic.
He rocks. Voiced by Opie from Sons of Anarchy. Yeah, he rocks.
I like how they humanized a god.
Yeah.
But, I got to go with my boy Remy LeBeau.
Yeah. I was going to say, how could you not?
I mean,
that's like, your face. Yeah.
And it's funny because, I didn't, grow up reading Gambit or anything, but my old man is from Cutoff, Louisiana. Very, very Cajun man. Like, my grandpa's first language is French, and that was just... Anytime Gambit was mentioned, he would just always tell me, he's Kate's from Louisiana. and I do like his power set quite a bit.
Yeah.
Having the bow stab, having a cool ass leather duster, and then being able to make anything explosive and throwing cards is all very cool shit. So give me Gambit.
Cool mask too. So right now we are one for Gambit, one for Daredevil. Finger.
We had help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
I mean, you know I'm going to say Daredevil, but I want to say... I just need to say Cyclops, I think, deserves some more respect.
Thank you.
The glasses are sick. Like, put him in some sick Oakleys. I always thought like I always wanted like the sunglasses that just went like across your eyes.
The visor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was sick. Whenever like he doesn't have them on, he opens his eyes and you see like all like they have like the red like lasers like go like going out and it's just like unfiltered power just like
yeah.
barreling through trees. I think that's sick. And also Gambit, I really love Gambit. I'm trying to find a good price on a graded Uncanny X-Men 266 because I think that's a sick cover. I'm running low after this, but yeah, I have to go Daredevil. I think he's just so badass. Charlie Cox, like the original Daredevil show, just like the best portrayal I think of a superhero, like very human, like seeing him get his ass beat and have to like deal with it for a couple mm-hmm. episodes where he's just like limping like down a hallway just beating the fuck out of people at the same time is just awesome.
And also it might be a point for you, Vibzy, he also is a lawyer for underprivileged people.
True. Love that. Oh, true. And they, he probably does it for free.
Yep. Well,
I really needed that this round.
I don't know if you heard those sirens
he
before.
Did?
Yeah.
Daredevil fucks She-Hulk?
Yeah, sure did.
Big time.
He sure did.
Oh, even better.
Yep.
He's actually like kind of a slut.
Yeah, he is. He fucks a lot.
And I'm not slut shaming.
Yeah,
Yeah, careful.
But Daredevil is like a absolute player.
Mm-hmm. And they talk about this in the comics. Like,
And people are starting to question whether or not he's blind because he only goes after tens.
Yeah, he does.
Does he do like the Ray Charles thing where he like measures
he feels
their wrists?
The wrist.
Yeah. So we have 2 for Daredevil, 1 for Gambit, Clem.
So. I think first of all, we give people the respect. If it was the Phoenix instead of Jean Grey, I probably would just vote for the Phoenix. She fucking ruled. And that is all part of Jean Grey, but Jean Grey's powers, like, they don't really translate to like the coolness. I'm between Gambit because he's awesome. His powers rule. He's awesome in all the different forms. Fucking Channing Tatum did a great job.
So
however,
yeah.
once he got ridiculous with it, Gambit has started to turn into Mincy in my head. And
I'm like, oh, no, now I can't think of
it. Like, Mincy would say something like, oh, coming out of my dad's, you know, dick or whatever. Like, whatever he says. Something Mincy could somehow say. I'm going to go Daredevil. Let's get Goldfinger's boy on.
Yeah.
All of our guys. Everyone rolled with McClane a couple of episodes ago. And like you said, like, he's awesome. The Daredevil show, this last one, Born Again, he's barely Daredevil, but it was great the whole time because Matt Murdock is so awesome. Also, I love how She-Hulk was like, yeah, I took down Matt Murdock. She-Hulk was underrated. I will say to this day, all that got way too much hate. It was a much better show than people give it credit
for. It shouldn't have cost $300 million to make, but I agree. Like, it was definitely like there were moments for it for sure.
And there were low lows. I will not say I will agree. The twerking stuff, there was some ridiculous shit. Yeah. But Matt Murdock rocked in that. He rocked when he was in, was it Spider-Man?
He pops up in No Way Home.
Pops in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So because of that, and let's just get Golden Boy on the graphic here.
Yeah. So we are 3 for Daredevil, 1 for Gambit. Vibzy?
When he fucked She-Hulk.
Yes. From behind, by the way.
From behind. Mm-hmm. Back shots. Was she She-Hulk or was she her like...
She was She-Hulk.
She was She-Hulk, right? I think.
Yeah. Does she go between forms like Bruce Banner and the Hulk?
But she could control it a little more.
Okay.
She fucked one guy as She-Hulk.
Women are more emotionally intelligent.
I think she fucked Matt Murdock as She-Hulk.
Okay.
Did she not?
She carried one guy to bed that wasn't him. I remember that.
Yeah.
And it was funny.
But Matt Murdock, so this is interesting, right? Because he can probably hear like... the woman's pulse quicken.
He can hear everything.
Like,
he can
get a much better sensory feedback on like if they're about to come.
I bet he's a selfish lover. I bet you he's a selfish lover.
No. He's probably incredible at it, dude.
Because he can just
no
be
way,
like
he's blind. He's looking to compensate.
He's like, probably, oh, he's fucking busted early. Incredible. Sorry, I'm blind. Oh, what are you gonna do? Fucking call the cops? Like he can do.
Boobs get bigger.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Oh,
right. How about this?
He's my vote.
I just looked it up.
She's not even.
They have sex. She's a human, but he's Daredevil. He's wearing his.
He's
suit.
In color.
Oh, wow. Hell yeah.
So we are right now, again, 3 for Daredevil, 1 for Gambit. Vibzy?
I'm just imagining Daredevil being like, that's what good pussy sounds like.
I can tell. And trust me, I know.
He's a good Catholic boy.
I think Cyclops got a little bit too much hate in this. Gambit is awesome. Thor is the only one that I don't really. In the comics, I thought he was kind of like a lame-looking, lamely... His illustrations were just like kind of lame boring. And boring.
Ragnarok yeah. Thor rocks.
When he like is it I don't know Avengers Endgame when he comes down and starts beating the shit out of everybody with his lightning shit. That was pretty cool. I'll give you that.
Thanos.
Song. I love the Daredevil show when it first came out and I like binged it and then it just went away. It was gone. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, what? How did it end? I want to know." I might have been the only one since they like canceled it or whatever. I know they brought it back.
Yeah.
But I also love Ben Affleck's Daredevil. I thought that was pretty good.
Evanescence, yeah.
Who was Bullseye?
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
Was awesome.
Jennifer Garner.
Yes, dude.
Jennifer Garner, I had such a crush on her. As
Jon Favreau as Foggy.
Yeah, that's right. Damn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'll go with Daredevil for Goldfinger as well.
Daredevil's going to win. I do want to give a little bit of credit to Blade, who is cool as shit.
Yeah.
Blade is so super cool. Blade's
a blind spot for me. I've never seen any of the movies or the comics or anything. Dude. I got to catch up on Blade.
I don't know if it's Wesley Snipes that's cool or if it's like Blade, the character that's
good,
cool.
Very good.
I think it's Wesley Snipes.
But Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
For the most part.
He's the fucking Daywalker. It's cool as shit. He hunts vampires and like... The scene where they're in the shower of blood in the opening of Blade 1. I mean, one of the coolest scenes you're going
to see. Wait, Kenjack, you would know this, though. What Blade was it where Wesley Snipes refused to open his eyes?
Three, Trinity.
Classic.
He had his CGI his eyes opening.
That's insane. Yeah.
I don't know if this helps or hurts you for Thor, but one of his theme songs was the Immigrant Song.
That does help. That does help. But also, I forgot about Blade, so I'm already okay. Upset with myself that I left him off.
Yeah, so I'll give Blade a courtesy vote. Robbie,
I want to get Daredevil on there for Goldfinger for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, still I love Daredevil about, too. He's amazing.
Still thinking about Gambit Mincy. Just like a completely dark scene, ominous music. Want to hear how my weekend was?
you guys, what do you call it? Louisiana burned to the ground. What happened? It was a widespread panic concert up in Oklahoma. Couldn't make it. Couldn't be there in time.
Magneto offs himself. Just like, fuck it. I can't take it.
We got to get Mincy in a Gambit outfit now.
Oh, my God.
Buy the costume,
dude.
Buy the costume.
He'll be playing poker in that every time.
How the cards. How with Mincy in our world and haven't thrown him in a Gambit costume?
That's on us.
Is there a Gambit movie? Not a solo movie, no. Okay.
They were talking about it with Channing Tatum back in the day, and that's why it was such a big like full circle moment for him
and Rogue having like a...
Oh, yeah.
Isn't Rogue from Louisiana, too, T-Bob?
She's in the South.
Right? She's got that Southern
That's
accent.
A good question. She has that Southern accent. I'm not sure, but she does have that sexy little Southern lilt.
Yeah.
Wake up, Gambit.
He does get cucked by Magneto, like you said.
He's from Mississippi, by the way.
Oh.
Just throw it.
Okay.
Damn, yeah, that's Mississippi, Louisiana. I know. Much difference.
Speaking of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Brandon is the rogue to his.
Yeah. How many Brandon in costume?
Brandon in a rogue costume.
Brandon in a rogue costume.
So now we have Daredevil versus our number one seed. We have a battle of the small small scale, street level New York City fighters, Spider-Man. So it's a tough matchup. I'm really sorry, Finger. It's really tough. But
Sorry, Murdoch.
Daredevil.
Fuck Daredevil
versus Spider-Man.
What are we even talking about here? All due respect to Matt Murdock. Love this guy. Truly do. Like a brother. It's Peter Parker every day of the week. The villains alone that you're getting out of Spider-Man. Crazy. You're getting Green Goblin, Doc Ock. Mm-hmm. You're getting Venom.
Electro.
You're getting Electro. Yeah. I mean, the Sinister Six as a team of villains. He has his own like Avengers of villains. Everything about Spider-Man. MJ, Gwen Stacy. Yeah. Everything about Spider-Man.
Charlie Cox and Garfield lived together, right? For a while, I think
they might have.
They were roommates like before they got.
They
Daredevil
like did
and
reads
Spider-Man.
For each other. Or Charlie, that was Punisher. I don't know.
Yeah,
probably
still crazy. All right, so it is one vote right now for Spider-Man between the two. I'm sorry, Finger. It's impossible to go against Spidey here.
Yeah, it's Spidey. The fact that he was like a badass superhero and like kind of a smartass like kid.
Yeah,
incredible.
Gripping,
I was like, I could be Spider-Man.
Webbing you up.
Yeah.
Even just this.
Yeah.
Swip, swip.
Mm-hmm.
Great noise.
Yeah.
It's weird. And he's a bug hero. That should be terrible. No one should like a bug hero. Mm-hmm.
He's a spider. Yeah, I don't even like spiders.
Exactly.
No fucking respect for Blue Beetle.
Just the man.
No respect. Although, good movie, by the way. More people should have watched that. Clem.
Really?
Not bad at all.
Spidey's great in the comic books. He's great in the cartoons. He's great in the movies. He's great in the cartoon movies. He's great in every fucking thing. I almost feel bad for him. I should have voted for someone else, because what is it, Bob, when you like feed someone to the main eventer and they get crushed?
A jobber.
In wrestling? No, no, no. What is it called? You're going to get
crushed. Oh, tomato can. Tomato can.
Oh, squashed.
Squashed. We're squashing Daredevil.
Yeah, yeah, it's a squash
match. I wish we
shouldn't
do this to Daredevil. Matt Murdock deserves better. We should have squashed fucking Cyclops.
Mm-hmm. it's like the NCAA tournament. It's like, yeah, you're a 16 seed and you made it to the dance, but it's like you're going to lose by 50 to Duke.
Yeah, you won the play-in.
Finger?
All right, Finger, go ahead.
Go for it, Finger. Do it.
Well, like, while Daredevil is my favorite superhero, and I could talk about him for hours, Spider-Man is... like, it's like Superman, Spider-Man, I'd say, and Batman, quintessential superheroes. Like, Spider-Man. Yep. Also, you're talking about toys. Talking about the Hulk hands.
Web blasters.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, the silly string blasters. Those, big part of my childhood. Spider-Man was one of the first superheroes that got me to watch like an animated TV show. I don't remember exactly which one it was, but I remember I accidentally put it on because I was trying to watch one of the movies. I'm like, oh wait, no, this is good, and I just kept with it. So I love Daredevil, still my personal one-on-one, but I mean, Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
another one for Spider-Man. I think that animated series has the famous clip from Fisk being like, "I don't care what happens, you have to get me that gas." Right? T-Bob.
I'm sure we'll be talking about Spider-Man a lot, so I won't delve too deep. I'll just add to what Clem said about Spider-Man working in everything. Like, Spider-Man even works in video games, and rare are the superhero video games that have ever worked. So, yeah, give me Spidey.
Spidey, DC.
Same noise Daredevil hears when he's fucking She-Hulk.
Yeah, same noise you're going to hear out of your room in the Shore House this weekend.
Atta boy.
Joke's on you, I'm sleeping on a couch.
Still be slinging webs.
So now have you guys ever seen the MTV Awards thing with Jack Black where they did the Spider-Man
parody?
Oh, yeah,
they put him in a bunch of different movies, right?
Yeah, the Spider-Man parody. Yeah. So funny. So that means we are done with the Marvel side for now. We're going to go over to the DC side. But before we do that, let's talk about Blue Chew. Blue Chew sounds like he could be.
Speaking of Danny.
Yeah, hey. Speaking of Danny, Blue Chew could be a superhero too.
Yeah.
Like
a blue dog man, or I don't know, something like that. Guys, enter the room dick first.
We'll workshop that one.
Yeah, we'll work on that one. That one's
the almighty blue dog man.
Yeah. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It is a cheat code for your crotch, stronger, harder, and longer lasting. It's like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. It is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. It's not a supplement. It's an erection resurrection. I know you love that line.
Great line. I love it.
Yeah. Guys, this isn't about performance. It's about your legacy. Or third legacy, give her group chat something to talk about. Just like I'm sure the group chat for She-Hulk was going crazy after she
always
fucked Matt Murdock's brains out. You know when you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little blue chew. They got a lot. They got a list of 500 puns. You go down the line one by one by one.
This is that super boner serum.
Yes, exactly.
The blue chew.
Yeah, exactly. It could just be the super soldier serum. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of blue chew free. Just use promo code BRACKET at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission. Upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Last week when we had Nikki Smokes on, I made a joke about how I'm like, yeah, Nikki Smokes probably likes this. And he's like, oh, I do. I use it all the time. And he did like this whole big spiel that I ended up having to cut because it was so... Definitely not sponsored.
That's Nikki Smokes. That's the Nikki Smoke experience we want.
Exactly. So now we go over, thank you to Blue Chew, to the DC side. Starting out with the number 2 seed versus the number 7 seed. I just realized I threw our two main black superheroes into just fucking blenders.
Oh,
I didn't mean to do this.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to do this.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
But it's Cyborg at the number 7 seed. Cyborg, one of the more, like, I would say, like, he's a Justice League guy. He's like, he's up there. He's a football player turned fucking cyborg that can blow shit up like at will. It's cool. And I think certain versions of him are definitely cooler than others.
You're putting him up against Superman?
No, he's going up against 2 seed.
I know.
Which is Batman.
Oh, he's not even giving Batman the Batman, 1 seed?
Batman's 1B. Batman's 1B, DC. I'm sorry. Batman's 1B.
The recency bias.
It's not recency bias. It's the reverse. It's full spectrum like of superhero-ness. You know what I mean? Like the entirety of Superman is the entirety of Batman.
Yeah. All right.
If we're saying 2020 or 2000 to 2020, that's totally different.
It.
So again, Batman, our number two seed versus the number seven seed, Cyborg.
Fuck,
Cyborg's in a tough spot here, man. But he's an original Justice League member. Cool. I think the version that I was just watched recently, I think it's Flashpoint Paradox, where he's like very hardcore in that version of it. He's very cool. So
I also like him in the Teen Titans. That's the way I deal with him
for sure. Yeah. So Batman versus Cyborg. Let's start out with you, Danny Conrad.
I mean, give me every different iteration of Batman before you give me Cyborg.
It was tough. I remember even when I was looking at this at first, I was like, who the fuck? Like, no one's going to even have a competition really against Batman, so it's hard. T-Bob.
Batman's kind of a funny, he's an odd bird because he is somehow undeniably cool, though. When you kind of take a step back, he shouldn't be. He's like a terribly maladjusted human being, like who doesn't use his wealth for very noble purposes and kind of revels in like sadism and masochism. And, you know, he takes in children wards and just kind of throws them to the wolves and gunfights and whatnot. But then you see some like Jim Lee Batman art and you're like, okay, this is the most badass shit I've ever seen, when he's sitting on the corner of a building overlooking the Gotham skyline and everything kind of goes out the window. So like, I would rather hang out with Cyborg a million times out of a million. Like, you would, that would actually be a good time. But yeah, I can't not choose Batman here. We got to go Batman.
Mm-hmm. Two votes for Batman. Finger.
Yeah, we got to make it three. Batman's just also like the Killing Joke. That was like a turning point for comics.
Oh right? Yeah, big time.
Like, and also like,
is that that's Alan Moore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then fucking Dark Knight Returns, Frank Miller. That's like
amazing.
Some of the best. That art too. Like, the you long see that, Halloween. It's impossible.
I mean, you could go on. Mm-hmm. There's I can't
also
name
Rogue's
a cyborg
Gallery,
solo
you talk about
story.
Spider-Man's bad guys. Batman's bad guys may be the best in all of comics.
For sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Three for Batman right now, Clem.
This is going to be James Gunn's greatest work ever, because if he has Cyborg as his number seven seed after the fucking bloodbath we just went through on the other side of the bracket, it's going to, I'll be, and I think he can pull it off. He can make them a viable movie industry, but it's Batman. I could talk like T-Bob with Spider-Man. I feel like I'm going to be talking about Batman more, so I won't. Yeah. I'll just say Bale is my Batman. And I feel like, is Bale not someone's not their Batman? Like,
yeah,
is
he's
someone else.
It's
definitely not Ben Affleck.
For sure, I would say not Ben.
I like Batfleck aesthetically, just because of the Frank Miller art. I love a thick Batman, and like if there's one thing Snyder does, the action was good. But no, it's Ben.
I played him right well, there, but he just didn't have good material.
Right,
he had nothing to work with. So we're all Batman right now, Vibsy.
I've been, like I said earlier, I've been burning through some of the Justice League stuff, the animated cartoons on HBO Max after I saw Superman and I watched the original Supermans. Cyborg has really grown on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before going in, I was like, who's this guy? He doesn't belong in the Justice League. He's pretty awesome.
He is.
So I wish I could take him farther in this, but going up against Batman, he's the best. He's depressed. He's a depressed superhero.
Superhero.
You gotta respect that.
It's so grim.
They're just like us.
Yeah.
And he's like almost like an approachable thing where it's like, he's a billionaire that I can never be, but also he's a regular guy in a way. He's not a superhero.
But right. Again, he's not. If you step back, he's like not at all. Cyborg's a way more regular guy.
I mean,
Bruce
he doesn't have superpowers. Right?
Yes,
he's not
yes,
like
yes,
he's not scientifically like sci-fi altered. You know what I mean? He's just like, So we're all Batman right now because I'm going Batman too.
Obviously Batman. Yeah. I mean, just the fact that the mask is Bruce Wayne. He is Batman. And he has to put on the Playboy billionaire persona. It's just Batman's the best.
It's weird. Like, that's what like the latest Batman movie I thought did a good job of playing with is that concept.
I loved
that.
Yes.
And I love how awkward the Bruce Wayne was, because, he would be a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Bro, look at the show we got out of the Penguin. The Penguin is like the fourth or fifth, like, you know, sixth maybe, like, Batman villain you could
way
put
down
on the
there.
Rogues Gallery. Mm-hmm. And they gave us, like, one of the greatest comic book anything of all time there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, so, is Batman that awesome? Or do you, like, Spider-Man, do you need the villains to make the character even cooler, you know? Because, like, I think Superman should
it's
be.
It's like a chicken or egg. It's tough.
Yeah. Because I think Superman should be much cooler. I know it's like, he's almost like invincible. He's too powerful. But his villains just kind of suck.
Yeah, he's got like three or four that are good.
Yeah.
Like the only one that's like worth a shit really is Doomsday.
Lex is great. Doomsday is great.
Darkseid.
Bizarro.
I mean, like, more like, can physically go toe to toe with Superman. I mean, Lex with a suit,
physically,
I guess,
maybe. Brainiac's kind of cool.
But, like, yeah, I don't know. But Batman, yeah, you put in, like, the 12th villain. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I can't, exactly. I like to see all of them. Yeah.
Honestly, like,
Superman.
They're making a Clayface movie. That's how fucking cool Batman is.
Yeah.
Like, the third or fourth best Batman villain would be the best Marvel villain.
Oh, you know what I mean? Absolutely. Like,
that's how good their villains are.
Sorry, I didn't
Batman
mean to.
Batman is not a system superhero.
No.
Right?
No.
He can operate outside the system.
Yeah. So it's going to be Batman. And moving on, now we have the 3 seed versus the 6 seed. It is 3 seed The Flash, who I think maybe has gotten a little bit of like a bad rep just because the movie wasn't great and like the Ezra shit.
Ezra Miller.
But like this, The Flash, especially in other media, like is awesome. Like,
yeah.
Very, very cool. Even like the early bits of The Flash that we got off Snyder stuff, I thought was pretty decently done, I would say. And that's going up against the number 6 seed, which is Wonder Woman, who have never been overly...
6 seed?
6 seed Wonder Woman. You
the
think she's
disrespect,
be higher?
Yeah.
We'll wait until you see who we got left. Right. So Wonder
Woman. DC Trinity.
Yeah. So Wonder Woman versus The Flash. I've never been huge on Wonder Woman. I think the animated versions of her are way cooler than the live action version so far. But, I mean, that can change over time with James Gunn's version. So start with you, Robbie. Flash versus Wonder Woman.
I'll go Wonder Woman here. I did really like The Flash when I was a kid. Just the suit was so cool. He was great in Justice League Unlimited, all of that. But Wonder Woman is such a classic. I really do like the first Wonder Woman movie. Mm-hmm. Gal Gadot, never been the best actress. And I don't love the ending of that movie when it becomes a CGI mess.
Oh, God, yeah.
But for the first, like, 2/3 of that movie, it's really fucking good. The stuff with Chris Pine, I think, is great. And across all mediums, there's so many great Justice League comics and moments with her. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go Wonder Woman.
I think between the two of these, I think like the lore of Themyscira, right, is like really cool. Like,
great.
Cool, ancient, classic, like antiquity shit. Very cool. Graph that onto like Amazonian legend stuff. Very cool. Her powers, I think, are a little vague-ish sometimes where it's like, she can do this thing.
Lasso of Truth.
She has Lasso of Truth and she has an invisible car or plane and like... That stuff to me isn't as appealing as the powers of super speed where you can go back in time and across dimensions.
That's cool as fuck.
So
I won't deny that.
I think I go with Flash and also like the Anti-Flash, like all his villains.
That's cool.
His villains are cool.
Good
like,
Rogues Gallery. Good Rogues Gallery.
Good Rogues Gallery.
He's got good villains. Like his
good CW show.
Yeah, Flashpoint Paradox
Very
that was
good.
Fucking sick. Really good movie. Really
Very
good animated
good.
Movie. So I'd go with The Flash, and not necessarily because I love like Ezra or any of that stuff too, but like I think him as a hero. I don't live in Hawaii or anything, but I still don't like him.
at least he did give us Nick Cage Superman.
He did. They did.
More Keaton Batman.
More Keaton Batman. So right now we're 1-1 Flash versus Wonder Woman. Vibsy.
Like Cyborg, Wonder Woman has grown on me a little bit. I thought her powers and throughout the stuff are pretty cool. Like she does kick ass. She's kind of reminds me of Superman in a way where she's like. I don't know, the way she...
A little basic.
She
can fly.
You're like, you don't really know
ones.
What her powers are. Like you said, she's got the lasso, she's got the cufflinks or whatever, but I don't know, she's stronger than I thought she was, like, with strength and everything, not because she's a woman.
you gotta hold on to the woke Vinci.
But as a former track athlete...
Oh, yeah.
The Flash, like, you had to love The Flash. I just watched the movie not too long ago. I thought Ezra Miller was good. When I was watching Justice League, I was like, wait, why'd this guy get canceled again? And I was looking through his like things.
It's like 10 paragraphs.
But you go, you start off in like 2017, you're like, oh, okay, this isn't that bad. I can see it. And then you start going more to like 2022,
okay.
And you're like, oh, all right.
He's a super villain.
but the only thing that bothered me about those movies is the way he runs. In CGI, he's like
it's a little
it's,
like slow.
He's like
and
bad
fast,
form.
You don't run
guy,
like that.
You would
what
know
are you
terrible form?
Granted, if you're going super light speed, maybe that is how you have to run. So you
I
don't.
I never
like,
loved like the metal looking suit,
the metalish one. Yeah, I prefer.
I always
the
thought it looked weird.
Right.
In the movies,
You wanted more of a like a cloth
kind
of
like
yeah.
a rubber, something that's like more conducive for running than metal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're gonna go with The Flash. We are 2-1 in favor of The Flash right now, Clem.
All right, so I think if I knew more about The Flash, I'd like him more. Like I saw the last movie, the powers, the Rogue Gallery. There is some interesting stuff. I also think he's like the superhero for like fast people, where it's like, oh, this guy's like The Flash. Wonder Woman was also like just the superhero for like every girl in the world forever. Mm. And I don't know if who has replaced her. I'm sure there's more now. But listen, guys, we're nerds. We're in the basement in my mind. We're doing the horny pick, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Also, another one we talked about before, a villain problem. Not enough good villains.
Yeah, I don't even.
No, Chitara's not really.
Yeah,
nothing a lot
beyond her. I don't even know that many. Like they used Maxwell Lord in the second movie.
Ares was not nothing to me.
Yeah, like, oh, man, she did have a fucking sweet theme.
She did have a great
solo theme they gave her.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, that was very. But Anti-Flash. Maybe the world's, in fiction or nonfiction, the world's biggest hater, even
big
more
hater.
Than Lex Luthor.
Big hater.
Like, he alters reality just to fuck with the Flash. He's like, I'm going to make a world where I'm going to destroy humanity just so that everyone hates you because they think you're me. Like, that's how big of a fucking hater the Anti-Flash is.
Yeah.
Let's go to you, Finger.
I gotta say, Wonder Woman, I think Gal Gadot is the perfect person to play Wonder Woman because her just... not being the best actor kind of helped her with Wonder Woman being like,
she's not gonna fuck you, bro. Just kidding.
You will.
She might.
Well, yeah. Like Flash, the CW show came out when I was in middle school, and when I remember when the CW like went on that run, the Arrowverse was like at its prime. They had like, it was like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whole like a different show every night. Like when they were kind of running CW programming, that I was so invested. I was all in. Grant Gustin, like, I think he did a great job as Flash.
Agreed. So, yep.
Yeah. Like that show, I see clips of it on TikTok. Like, damn, the CGI was so shit in this. But I thought like him running looked better than Ezra Miller's.
Ezra's is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should, James Gunn should bring back Grant Gustin, make Ezra Miller reverse Flash.
Ooh, can you imagine that? Think about an that. Bad guy playing an evil guy?
Oh, right?
Imagine Kevin Spacey came back right now and played like fucking Lex Luthor. I don't hate that idea. So it's going to be right now, you're going for Flash. 3 for Flash, 2 for Wonder Woman, T-Bob.
This is kind of, I'm almost surprised that I think where my instincts are leading me here because like, I grew up a massive Green Lantern fan, and Green Lantern and Flash have always teamed up in the Brave and the Bold, and really loved Wally West growing up. But if I just find myself naturally leaning towards Wonder Woman. I mean, if we're talking DC, Wonder Woman is like a lot of the glue behind a lot of the Justice League, I feel, and kind of the universe as a whole. She is the kind of female that bonds everybody together, that everybody can kind of flirt with at different times. And a lot of this, I mean, Vibs, you said you're rewatching the Justice League Unlimited and Justice League cartoon stuff, and she just shines in those. In her chemistry with Batman and Superman, Hawkwoman, that was Green Lantern. But still, So while I have more like kind of personal attachment with Flash, I think I'm going, and I hated the Wonder Woman movies. Mm. I thought the first one was just okay. I did not. But no, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Wonder Woman.
Gonna go
No Man's Land scene in the first one though. That scene
that
rocks.
Cool. That was cool. I got
it. Also, like Clem's not wrong. Also, like it is basement horny pick.
Shout out Linda Carter, by the way.
Yeah, throwback. Big shout out.
Yeah,
legend.
Yeah.
So we are 3-3. So now I give Danny Conrad now the distinction of voting between the world's fastest man who is white versus a woman. Which one are you going to get rid of?
Yeah. Ezra Miller or a representative for powerful woman?
You're just getting boned by this. I'm sorry, man.
It's all right. I feel like super speed kind of stops being cool once you reach like age 11. You know, it's not doing much for me anymore. Plus, I saw the movie and I can't believe they like... work his calories into it, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's super hungry after it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a problem. I don't need some hangry guy on the battlefield. need Wonder Woman bringing him a snack every time or something.
Oh, Wonder Woman's bringing him the snack.
Whoa.
She's just
grabs the sandwich.
Get this guy out of here.
So, with that said, I obviously have to go Wonder Woman.
Also, Wonder Woman's sword is badass.
It is.
Sword and shield combo is pretty nasty.
And the tiara, too, honestly.
There's something wonderfully old school about the invisible jet as well. Like, I don't even know that exists in the modern
canon.
Just
sitting like that.
Yeah, but it like calls back to a simpler time.
Yeah.
Invisible jet. Why not? Fuck it.
Yeah. One of the cartoons.
I like a woman's mind there, too. It's like, all right, guys, maybe we should start getting ready for war. You know? Stop sitting around.
Danny's more interested in her personality anyway. It doesn't really matter what all that stuff looks like.
You're listening, right?
Yeah.
One of the cartoons that I just watched, it opens up with the Flash and he's like, I'm so hungry. And it's like, we get it. You have to eat. Like, they just like really force that plot point in there.
Like,
it's
swimmers.
So annoying. Yeah. Is that how it is in the books?
It's probably because asshole nerds, when they didn't bring that up enough, were like, well, they're not even showing us the Flesh eating. Like, isn't he running? Isn't he burning more calories than he should be?
His metabolism would go way too fast.
Probably like overcorrection.
Yeah.
The super speed wasn't too unrealistic, but him not eating.
Too much.
That's where we cross the line.
And he's eating bad calories, too.
Yeah, was not eating healthy. Wasn't clean. Not clean calories. So now we have the four, as Wonder Woman moves on, the 4 seed versus the 5 seed. The 4 seed is the Green Lantern, who we've talked about earlier. The 4 seed.
Kinda lame.
You think the Green Lantern's
lame?
He's got like 4 different versions, and all of them offer a little bit different things.
He's cool. He's cool in the cartoons and whatnot. Thousands. John Stewart, fucking cool dude.
John Stewart. I like
the Black Green Lantern. He's suave. He's smooth.
He's cool.
He's an architect.
I like how Guy Gardner's that kind of fucking asshole.
I didn't really know about Guy Gardner till the new stuff.
I liked him.
Bro, I have so much Guy Gardner at home. Guy Gardner was like a little boy's like douchebag dream.
fucking Hal Jordan, man. Not fucking bad. They all got something.
I kind of fuck with Hal Jordan too.
I don't see. We'll get there.
And he's going up against number 5 seed. Depends on the iteration, cool or not cool. But Aquaman.
Ooh.
Cool. It kind of depends on your iteration here. So Aquaman, Lord of the Ocean, or is that just Ocean Master? I don't know. He's King of Atlantis, whatever.
King of Atlantis.
Going up against the Green Lantern. You get all the iterations with him. So let's start with you this time, DC.
Give me Aquaman. We need some animals on our side. If it turned into a water game, then we got the home field advantage there.
A water game.
Yeah. If we're like fighting on the shore, you know, as superheroes normally do. Give me Aquaman.
One vote for Aquaman. T-Bob.
This is easily Lantern for me, not the Hal Jordan Lantern, who was fine, but I grew up in the time of comics when it was just Kyle Rayner. He was a fascinating character because Hal Jordan had gone crazy. He turns into Parallax, he destroys the central battery, he destroys the entire Green Lantern Corps. The Guardians make one final ring, and it goes to this kid, Kyle Rayner, who is a comic book artist in California. Then whatever, his girlfriend gets murdered, he goes to New York. But like reading this kid who had no training, he was a comic book artist with this ring, but what that meant was instead of like the Hal Jordan baseball bats and like boxing gloves and trains, you would get like mech samurai or like giants. Like the things that Kyle Rayner was creating to fight with his rings were fucking incredible. And I love Guy Gardner, I love John Stewart. I love Kilowog. I love the entire GL Corps. Sinestro is a great bad guy, former Green Lantern himself. I like it if you're going original Green Lantern. I love the idea of just having an inability to affect the color yellow. It's very funny if you're dealing with Spectrum's color. So, yeah, for me, it's Green Lantern. Something about even like when I watched Super Friends as a kid, Green Lantern was the guy that I immediately attached myself to. So, yeah, give me Green Lantern.
And so with Lord of the Rings, maybe it's a ring thing.
Maybe it is a ring thing. I don't know what it is. I mean, to be fair, it's like one of the best dreams I ever had was that I had the fire ring from Captain Planet.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know, probably like 10 or 11, and it was just drilled into my head.
I just rewatched that Funny or Die Don Cheadle Captain Planet thing the other day. God, that's so funny. We're 1-1 right now. And by the way, I just looked up Kyle Rayner. This is a sick suit.
His costume is the crab mask, the black and the white. He is so fucking cool, dude.
Great suit. My God. So we're getting 1-1 right now. Finger.
I think I'm going to go Green Lantern. Robbie, you said lame. I think, I don't know if this would classify as like if you could have one superpower, but if you could have like one superhero's like
item,
I would totally take the Lantern ring.
Yeah.
Just be able to make like whatever you think of. Like, and also seeing how that like different characters like use it. Like, Guy Gardner and Superman. I mean, I love Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
Castle, Firefly, awesome. But like seeing him just like flip over a tank, just make a middle finger, flip over a tank, like see how different people use it. It's kind of sick.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee, processing fee, convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Cost less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
You against it? I mean, you're still...
Yeah, it's only bound by imagination.
I've never been into, like, rings.
Mm. You do hate
about,
rings.
Yeah, something about... Yeah. Mm. It's just goofy to me. Yeah.
Him, like, beating up the imp with the bat?
But then think about it almost like a DBZ, like Kamehameha. Like a
See, I'm not like a DBZ like a guy either.
You should have been. You were built for that shit.
Because it's basically the Superman story you were telling me.
It is. I was explaining to him before about how Goku basically is Superman.
Yeah,
more or less.
Yeah.
Although he's weirdly exactly the way they portrayed Superman in this recent movie where they sent him there to take over everything. But, like, he didn't get the message correctly relayed, so instead of being a superhero.
It is the Goku story.
It is the exact Goku story. So right now we are 2-1 in favor of the Green Lantern. Clem.
All right. So I don't know. I'm not a huge DC guy. I know of these characters for sure, but I don't know as much about them in the books. I don't think I've seen either of them in their... I just saw Superman, so I know that Green Lantern. Vinny Chase as Aquaman felt like a movement, though, right? But it also was like, oh, you got Aquaman? Like, you know, they kind of had to be like, Vince, you're going to have to sell this movie yourself because Aquaman isn't really loved. There's a lot of the fish-fucking stuff, which you get with the deep in The Boys.
That's so good.
So that goes against him. Momoa's awesome, too. So Momoa and Vinny Chase are on his side. Obviously, it made a ton of money, even with the blackouts in L.A. that time. But I think I'm going to go Green Lantern because I'm trying to think. I'm sure there was a time, T-Bob, where like I got like a ring from like a quarter machine and I started making shit in my head. And if that's what Green Lantern does and anything's on his imagination based on what I saw from Guy Gardner, who fucking ruled in Superman. And I'm really excited for the other guys because it sounds like there's... So the other two big ones that are going to be in that True Detective one, what names again?
Hal Jordan and John Stewart.
Yeah.
And what are they like? What are their personalities? Hal Jordan's cool as shit.
Hal Jordan's a test pilot for the military. Because the one thing about the Green Lantern ring, you're supposed to be fearless. So he's kind of like your Maverick, Top Gun.
Yeah.
Type of archetype. And then John Stewart, I think he was an architect by trade. So, like a lot of the GL that I used to read growing up, his stuff was all very geometric and everything that he would make. But, I mean, in the Justice League cartoons, Vibs could speak to this. John Stewart's just cool and manly.
Cool as fuck. A little stoic. Like, just so cool.
Yeah.
He's that fucking guy. He could probably build like a Fortnite for it as I'm trying to shoot.
Exactly. Oh, yeah,
exactly. Motherfucker. I hate those guys. It almost makes me want to choose root against them, but I'm going Lantern.
Three votes for Lantern.
Does Aquaman have, like, Dr. Doolittle abilities? Can he talk to him?
Yes.
Man,
yeah.
Okay.
Just fish? Just like aquatic based?
Yes.
Yeah. I think you need gills.
Well, I guess whales too, so some mammals.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, because you can talk to dolphins, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yep.
You said you played with rings, Clem. You never talked to fish?
I don't like fish. I guess I don't like fish, which means you're a friend of fish.
Fair question.
Well, I guess I do like fish.
So fish are friends.
So we have three for the Lantern, one for Aquaman, right? Three for the Lantern, one for Aquaman.
I thought it was interesting in the Justice League movie. They almost tried to make Aquaman like over the top cool. Like they let him the
one-liners.
They let him like get. He killed one bad guy with his trident in it, and it was like okay. The fact they let him do that instead of like a Wonder Woman or Superman who just showed up.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty interesting because I feel like Aquaman is starting at a deficit, like because everyone makes fun of him with the fish fucking and stuff like that Clem talked about.
And Peacemaker too. That was a good bit at the end of Peacemaker.
Yeah.
But the what was I gonna say?
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. The only thing I didn't like about Green Lantern, and I know it's supposed to be like the comic book, was his haircut in the new Superman. It was so distracting.
Guy Gardner has one of the dumbest fucking haircuts in comics history.
As someone who wasn't familiar with the lore going in, I was like, what the fuck is this? Because I knew Ryan Reynolds and the John Stewart from the cartoon. I was like, this is Are they trying to make him a loser? Like, I didn't understand
They poke fun at him. That's a great line, too, in it.
They do have a good line. I wouldn't be surprised if in the next Superman, like, he has a different haircut. I don't know. But I'm definitely going Green Lantern. He's awesome. What like you said, the imagination.
What does he say again? He says, like, 432 women happen to like this haircut.
Yeah. And I said that was Nadu-coded.
Yeah, very Nadu. So you're going for Green Lantern?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I'd go for Lantern as well between these two. I like Aquaman. I do think Momoa played him well and was cool.
Yes.
Like, even in the dumbest fucking lines, like, he boards that submarine and he's like, permission to board, and throws a torpedo at a guy. Like, it's just, it
breaks
shouldn't
my heart.
Be cool.
I love Aquaman. I would have went Aquaman so heavy here. I think Aquaman's so badass, the Geoff Johns New 52 run of him. People don't realize he's able to withstand so much water pressure from going so deep that when he comes on land, he basically has super strength.
Yeah.
He's getting shot in the face and the bullets are bouncing off of him because it can't even pierce his skin. He's got some cool villains. Black Manta's fucking badass.
Sick villain. Ocean Master's cool, honestly.
The experience I had watching the first Aquaman with Momoa was amazing. Me and Trent were on a lot of 3G at the time.
Yeah.
And we didn't even know what it was going to be like. And we left it being like, that was like Game of Thrones underwater.
Yeah.
We love it.
So I'm going Aquaman.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I didn't even see the second one. I heard it was a disaster with Amber Heard and reshoots and all that. So I guess I'm not the biggest Aquaman guy, but in the comics, I think Aquaman's badass.
I got a good laugh in the Justice League when Cyborg is like talking to the ship. And Momoa's like, you talk to robots? And I was like, yeah, Momoa. Yeah. He's funny. He's strong. He does such a good job.
Yeah, what do you call it? There's a good scene in that, too. I'm trying to remember with Patrick. Or dude, Willem Dafoe is like the 80th billed person in Aquaman. That's how fucking deep. Like, Nicole Kidman is like fifth
billed. That movie's not bad.
And the first one, I like Tamora Morrison.
Yeah, Tamora Morrison's good, yeah.
They went for it with the first one. It was a little fat, I thought.
Yes.
Like, you know, you could have tightened it, but they went for it, and it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit. So that means that the Green Lantern is going to move on. Now we have...
fucking go.
Big jewelry, guys.
The Green Lantern ring, like the Reality Stone, would that be a fair comparison, or is it...
You can't shift other people's... the Reality Stone.
Can't shift it, though?
You can't shift to other people's view of what's happening. You could beat the fuck out of them with an imaginary baseball.
More like the Power Stone, even.
You just make constructs. You just make whatever, you know, your ring wants to.
It can create whatever object you want,
basically. Your willpower is the deciding factor there.
Yeah. I'm going to 3D print the fuck out of a Green Lantern ring as soon as this is done. It just starts. T-Bob, I'm going to let you know, pal. I'll have it myself an imagination night.
So now we're going to do our Cheyenne for the DC side of things, starting out with Shazam, who I think people love in the comic book sphere more than they like in the movie sphere.
Lame.
Yep. I'm not a huge fan of him either. We'll say Hawkman and Hawkwoman, combine them as one. I don't think it's really necessary to have them as two. Martian Manhunter, who is definitely cooler in the comics.
Pretty
than
cool.
He hasn't really given shit to do in like his 5-second appearance of Snyder Cut. Supergirl, who I'm very pumped for.
Yes, I like Supergirl. Kara Zor-El.
Very pumped for her. Nightwing, who's very cool as well,
oh,
I would
fuck
say.
Fuck yeah.
Robin, who is also very cool.
Which Robin?
Which one do you think would be the best?
All of them.
I would assume
does it
all
count
of
all of them? Because that counts Nightwing too.
Tim Drake becomes Nightwing, right?
Dick
Drake,
Grayson.
The original Robin? Dick Grayson. Sorry,
yes.
Dick Grayson. Thank you.
So you get Robin and any Robin up until they become Nightwing, but you only get that Nightwing, if that makes sense.
All right, fair enough.
Batgirl, who I would say is not as cool, and then Constantine as the last one. I fuck Constantine a lot. I think he's cool. It doesn't get done.
I think Constantine's cool.
I like the movie too. I think the Keanu movie's sick as fuck.
Good movie.
Hey, Robbie, I'll give you one better. How about we let all these fuckers take on Soup as the one seed? Because we know what's happening here.
Fuck, I just realized we're just putting someone out to slaughter.
They're queuing him up for the big bad number one.
Fuck. All right.
So to run through for you, Robbie, one more time. Shazam, Hawkman / Hawkwoman, Martian Manhunter, Supergirl, Nightwing, Robin, Batgirl, Constantine.
Throw Shazam out there.
He's the only one with a chance, maybe, right?
Shazam's lame, and I want him to get killed by Superman.
The only interesting part to me about Shazam is that because his powers are magic-based, he can stand toe-to-toe with Superman.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's the one weakness besides Kryptonite that Superman has is magic. But outside of that, I mean, I guess Shazam's kind of nice as, like, a little boy's dream because you're, like, 11. Mm-hmm. And then you just become a big badass adult with superpowers.
And you just become Zachary Levi.
You become Zach Levi in a muscle suit. Yeah. That's crazy.
Chuck.
Yeah, become Chuck in a muscle suit. So you're going to go for one vote for old Shazam.
Yeah.
Between these, I like Nightwing. I like Nightwing.
I mean, Nightwing's obviously he's great so costume. Fucking cool.
Yeah,
the cool colors, then sticks,
the blue and black, the sticks, yeah. The fucking he's cool as shit.
I think the name Nightwing is cool.
Yeah,
that's
also
so
the
sick.
City.
Deadwing.
He operates in Bloodhaven.
Yes,
yeah.
Bloodhaven,
which is a great city name,
right across the bridge from Gotham.
Yeah, and I almost forgot Deadwing too. Like, I guess you should technically get. I think Deadwing.
Yeah, Nightwing. Yeah, Nightwing would be my vote.
Nightwing. Oh, so you're gonna?
No.
I'll give you the chance to swap.
No,
if you
I'm trying to
slaughter
Shazam.
Okay, so one vote for Nightwing.
Shazam, much stronger than I thought he was. I just watched one where they all have to fight Superman, and I was like, okay, all right, I respect him a little bit more, but he's super super lame. Martian Manhunter has grown on me so much in the Snyder cut.
Yes.
When they showed him when he turns it, I literally was in my apartment and I started applauding and go, yeah, there he is. Because I was wondering where he was at. So I'm going to go Martian Manhunter, even though he's going to get destroyed. But
so we are one for Shazam, one for Martian Manhunter, and one for Nightwing. Clem.
I honestly think we should just lump all these fuckers together like it's like a battle royale and it's all them against Superman. And I still think he wins 7-0. What is it when you like hold your vote? I'm holding
Webstein.
My vote because I think... Yeah, I think my boy Goldfinger is going to drop some knowledge on me and will make my pick easier. So yeah, I want to hear like a book knower telling me about who I should vote for.
I like that.
Your finger.
All right, Finger.
I don't know DC books like that.
Oh,
you set me up for failure here. I wish I could like go back in time and read DC books right now and just be able to spit some shit. I fell in love with Millie Alcock in Superman. Like, oh my god, she gained an Instagram follower the second I left that theater.
Basement horny pick.
The horny pick. Yeah, we're going with the horny pick again.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the horny pick, but Shazam also cool as fuck. I think.
Ooh,
oh,
cool as fuck.
Going right, against the grain enough. There. Nice, T-Bob.
I still have not gotten to see the end of Superman because my kids got scared like 2/3 of the way through.
Oh. So
I have not gotten eyes on the screen Supergirl yet. But no, I mean, I'm with Vibs. This is easy John Jones for me. Mm. I grew up loving the Justice League cartoons and the Justice League comic books. And like John Jones, in the same way that like, I guess Wonder Woman's kind of the glue of the group, I find John Jones is kind of like the spine of the group a lot of times, almost like the quarterback. He's organized a lot of the plays. He's also got generally in Marvel, I think we think a bit more about like the personal dramas and characteristics. And John Jones kind of has this like aloof nature where, you know, he's the last of his race and he's kind of making the best of it. But there's this almost like inherent sadness to him as he sits there in the moon base alone. All the times everybody comes in and out of their more normal lives. I love Martian Manhunter. Give me the Manhunter.
There's a lot of loneliness to old JJ. Yeah. DC.
This is where me being the resident cool guy kind of harms me. I've only ever heard of Robin and Supergirl, and that was because Finger was having a conversation about her with me.
Like, 3 weeks ago.
I think when I think the word sidekick. Superheroes aside, I'm thinking Robin.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
I'm thinking true. Robin, baby. But man, from what I heard, is this girl hot?
So, she is.
No, yeah. I'm gonna go Robin. I think it'll be a bad look if we don't have a single vote for Robin in this.
Respect.
Respect for that. That means that the Martian Manhunter is gonna move on and get presumably annihilated by Superman.
Yeah,
but we'll see about that.
Yeah.
Starting with you, Danny. Superman, who is... To give him all the flowers, even if you want to be, say, Batman's better. Like, Superman is superhero 1A to me. Like, without a doubt, like, he's the superhero.
Man.
He is the superhero. So, like, it's whatever you want to say, he is the superhero. So, start with you, Danny. Superman versus good old-fashioned Martian Manhunter.
I don't even know that second guy. You got to give respect to the OG. One Superman. Put him through.
One vote for Superman.
Started it all for the rest of them. What's Spider-Man without Superman?
Yeah.
People have been arguing that for the annals.
Like my grandpa always said.
Superman flew, so Spider-Man could swing.
Could crawl, yeah.
Like my cool-ass non-nerd grandpa always said.
Yeah, my badass. T-Bob.
Yeah, it's Supes. We'll talk
plenty more about him, but
oops, you know him like
he,
that.
He is. it's like so I view comic book characters like our kind of modern day mythologies.
Yes,
and this is like a Zeus, right? I mean, this guy, like, you see, just like classic comic covers of Superman, and I feel like I have like a visceral emotional reaction just from like an iconography standpoint. So yeah, give me Superman.
Kind of funny.
Can
I think
run through his what are his powers? Super strength,
super everything,
X-ray vision,
X-ray vision, freezing heat ray out of the eyes, freezing out of the eyes, cold breath.
He can swim around the world and make time go backwards.
Yeah,
pretty sure he tied with the Flash in a race around the world.
He did. Yeah,
he barely beat him.
Yeah. Who's beating him?
Muhammad Ali in a fist fight.
Did, yes, correct. Yeah.
They fought on a planet with a red sun, so his powers were stripped away.
Yeah.
It was a fair fight.
There you go.
What'd you say, Ginjack?
I was saying Muhammad Ali beat him. Respect, right, Vibzy?
No. Muhammad Ali, draft dodger. We don't.
Oh, I can't get a handle on this guy. Can't get a read on him. So we are two for Superman. Finger.
Yeah, it's Superman. Like, yeah. Superman, no matter.
Supergirl needs a man.
It's his cousin.
No, it's his cousin.
It's his cousin, bro.
Oh, shit.
Bro.
What's wrong with
where Jesus, are they from? Danny.
Krypton. Danny
Krypton.
Krypton of Bama.
Oh, I thought they were, yeah. I thought they were from South.
Yeah. Krypton, Jar-Jar line. Yeah. You're up now, Clem.
It's the man. The man is super. Man is the fact that everyone just couldn't wait to get their takes off and then everyone had to be outraged by it, that's how you know a superhero fucking has weight, is that everyone had to weigh in as soon as it. And when Stephen Chase started reviewing, I was like, when Stephen Chase reviews movies that I want to see now, I just clench my fists as I watch it. What's this fucking ass? When I saw Naked Gun, I was like, if he fucking hates this movie, I'm going to punch him. Next time I see him. But I was very happy. And again, you guys. Ken Jack, I don't know, you might be around my like a little younger, but to remember it, when Superman died, that was fucking like front page news. Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
I have my comic book upstairs that is worth probably 0 cents right now.
We all bought it.
And all the resurrection ones, right? And all the bullshit. They got me. DC got my like $100 from it. So, but yeah, it's a soup.
Yeah. All soups. Vibzy.
Growing up, I was never the biggest fan of Superman. I thought he was just too strong. But I went back and I watched like the Christopher Reeve Superman, and that was awesome. It was such a good, like, a well done story. The special effects obviously aren't that great, but I think Bob was the one that was like, "Yeah, people watch this and like he could really fly."
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you guys are so stupid. But his villains aren't that great. But I almost like when he becomes a bad guy. And like everyone's trying to like corral him and like fight him, like
an injustice type thing.
Yes, yeah, I almost kind of like that. I think it's, I don't know, but it's obviously
Zod's kind of cool. I will say, we forgot to mention Zod before.
Zod is cool. Yeah, it's like
Michael Shannon and Zod was sick.
Love, yes, I love Michael Shannon.
Really good.
I do kind of like the injustice version of Superman where he becomes like a villain. Like that's
cool. Like Dark Knight Returns version of Superman.
Yeah,
he's working for Reagan and shit.
Yeah.
Because like
even Red Sun is pretty cool. Like,
yeah, Red Sun rocks. Yeah. Russian Superman.
Russian.
Oh yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever read Kingdom Come?
Oh yeah, classic.
So I've never read it. I saw a tweet about it this morning. Actually, I was like, okay, I gotta go pick that up.
Yeah, that's where they took the S from in the new Superman.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So it's all soups right now because I'm going soups as well.
Of course, Superman. Yeah. Of course,
Superman.
Clark Kent, even just the alter ego is so good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to go through our playoffs, starting on the Marvel end of things. We have a matchup of two guys that, I mean, they have nothing but respect for each other, Professor X and Wolverine. This is tough. Not a battle that I think would ever happen in real life in X-Men. So starting out with you, Bob Fox, who's the better superhero, Professor X or Wolverine?
I got to go Wolverine. I know it's so hard to do because what is Wolverine without Professor X? But he's the Wolverine is the hero that kids pretend to be. Like Vib said with the butter knives, it's like you want to be Wolverine. You want to have the adamantium skeleton. He's got so many great stories throughout the years. Weapon X, like Clem said. So yeah, it's Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. I got to go for Wolverine as well. It's not necessarily. It's like I respect both of these heroes probably equally. But Wolverine's cooler, so I got to go for Wolverine. And, yeah. And he smokes cigars. That's cool. Smoked automatically cigars. Cooler.
Also, almost as cool without the costume as he is with it. And yeah, that is yeah. crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's yeah, so true. Impressive.
You can put him in anything.
The leather jackets, like the he's motorcycles. Just so cool. Yeah.
He makes wife beaters look cool, dude. Yeah. I haven't seen anybody pull out a like, tank like that in forever.
Yeah. The scene in The Wolverine where he just turns around and he's just like 8-pack shredded.
He has 18 abs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more abs than are on a human body. I gotta go Wolverine.
Good pick, bub.
Yeah.
That's cool too.
Yeah.
That's cool too.
Bub is a cool fucking to the phrase.
I love when he's cage fighting and he has the guy up against the wall with his claws out and he goes, there's a third claw where that came from.
Even the middle finger claw. He has the middle finger claw. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, Wolverine.
Three votes for Wolverine, Clem.
I really want to make a case for my guy X. But you know what? It's like he's like paper in a rock, paper, scissor match. He's like does it with finesse. And
Robbie, that's so good.
In X-Men 97, he has a couple where he spits. And he has some fucking lines. You're like, whoa. And that's, I think, Professor X's biggest strength. But Wolverine's paper. And paper fucking or it's scissors.
Yeah.
And it cuts paper. I think Magneto's rock, oddly enough. And I think Professor X covers Magneto, but he fucking Magneto can break Wolverine.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Holy shit, man. God damn. Well done.
You guys want to play Wolverine, Professor X, and Magneto sometime? Yeah. Wolverine, Professor X, and Magneto.
It
shoot.
Work. It could work. So you're going with a Wolverine?
Yeah, by the way, my kids add the says in, and I feel like I failed as a parent.
Oh, I'm a says guy.
I'm a says guy. It's a Long Island thing.
That's says shoot.
Says?
Yeah. Long Island makes sense.
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors, says shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
This is what we grew up doing. Some people do like Rochambeau and shit, too. They all have like weird shit.
You're saying says?
Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot. And then you throw it.
Who's saying says?
Yeah, it's a Long Island.
Rock, paper, and scissors.
From what I know, Long Island thing.
They're inanimate objects.
Great point. Finger.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
I think.
Work hard and hydrate hard with Body Armor Flash IV. Whether you're working in extreme heat or powering through a long shift, Body Armor Flash IV delivers faster, longer-lasting hydration. With more than 2,000 milligrams of electrolytes, vitamins B and C, and zinc, coconut water, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes, Body Armor Flash IV keeps you performing at your best. Get Body Armor Flash IV at your local 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I don't know what else there is to add. He's just the cool. I mean, he made say bub cool.
Yeah.
Who could say bub?
Munching on a cigar, too.
Yeah. Chewing on it.
Thickest cigar you could ever imagine.
Do you remember in Origins? I know way too much about this movie, but the scene where he's smoking the cigar and it was Agent Zero. Who's the Asian guy with the pistols?
I don't remember.
He shoots a cigar in half and he's just like,
oh yeah,
paid for that or something. That's like good. That. Like,
when they try to recruit him too, and he just hits him with like a fuck off, or something like that.
Oh, it's just the best. So we're all Wolverine right now, T-Bob.
I'm going Wolverine as well. I think it's like Clem gave voice to kind of what I was feeling on it, where it's like Professor X is amazing and he's wise and he's like, you know, the kind of Gandalf of the story, and he guides everyone. He's got to be there as your mentor, but like the main character is Wolfie, and it's almost impossible to outshine Logan. So yeah, give me Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Wolverine, Danny.
Are we underestimating mind reading abilities?
Certainly. He can freeze people.
I always try to think like what power I would want, like if I was just in the comfort of my home, like what would be beneficial to me, and just being able to read people's minds in the room as opposed to, like, I don't know, cutting up food with my Wolverine claws. For what it's worth, I would have gone X.
That's
a handicap vote.
I would say, like, if it was a battle between whose powers I'd want, I'd a million times out of a million Professor X's.
Yes. Agreed. Yes. Agreed. But agreed. Whole.
Yeah.
If it's a battle between heroes, it's different. Yeah.
But
in a death match, it's X and a Y. He would have Wolverine stabbing himself in the head.
Yeah. Murder him. No question.
Make him cry, just like break his, like hurt his feelings and make him cry. Like, be his therapist. Basically.
Yeah, he would tell him he's disappointed in him.
Yeah, exactly.
School hairdo.
So, the hairdo is also, that shouldn't be
so cool.
It shouldn't be cool, but
when
it is.
I was a kid, you put shampoo in your hair and shower. You try to give yourself Wolverine hair.
The beard, too.
I hate motorcycles, but when Wolverine drives them, I fucking love them.
The best,
So now we have Spider-Man versus the Hulk, which is ironically or coincidentally going to happen in Spider-Man Friday Day. So start with you, Danny. The Hulk versus Spider-Man. Battle of two of the greatest superhero toys, like you're mentioning.
Two of the greatest. Oh, man, Spider-Man has got his own theme song, too. It's let's make it easy. It's Spider-Man for me. I'm sorry, Hulk, but you got to get those powers under control.
One for Spider-Man.
You might like the MCU Hulk, actually. Yeah. He's got him under control.
Yeah, all he does is get his ass beat. Like, yeah. That's like, the last 10 movies he's been in, he's just beginning
but
to
shit he's smart.
Rocked. Relatable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Spider-Man, dude. Spider, like, what
does whatever a spider can.
Yeah.
Here, if not for Spider-Man. I mean, the Maguire movies, that's a true paradigm shift for, like, pop culture in the world as a whole. And then every single iteration since has been strong in different ways, some better than others. And, like, honestly, the Spider-Verse movies, like, I think there are landmark moments in animation, right? Snow White, first ever. To me, Sleeping Beauty's one in 57. The widescreen, unbelievable footage, still looks beautiful. Like Toy Story in 94, 3D. That's how I felt watching the first Spider-Verse movie. And then everything was just made even heightened by the second one. Like, I think that is a landmark, one of the best movies I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. Frankly, so yeah, it's and again, the video games are fucking incredible. From Spider-Man 2 and the PS2 to the newer ones, yeah, this is Spider-Man in a landslide.
Great point.
Robbie, what's her name? Robbie, what's her name? My girl,
Miss Morales.
Miss Morales. What's her? Is this Mrs. Morales?
Oh yeah,
horny. That's a horny pick right there.
I don't remember her first name.
Was it the lady from?
He just means the animated character.
Oh, the animated Miss Morales.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she is. I'm in love with her.
Yeah.
I think it's voiced by the lady from Dexter.
She's Mama.
Perfectly drawn.
Puerto Rican Mama.
She might be. Yeah.
I think I'm not.
Also, is Spider-Man the best like transition where like Miles Morales is awesome?
Yes.
Awesome. Like you have Peter Parker and Miles Morales.
Yes.
It's very rare that mantle could be handed down and it works and on, how about, like, on both guys.
Spider-Man 2099, Spider-Man Noir,
Spider-Pig. Yeah.
Even Spider-Pig.
Yeah.
Or Peter Porker.
Yeah.
We didn't even mention in all this because we talked about all the villains. We get Venom out of this too. Venom is part of this as well.
Of course, the black suit, the symbiote suit, Spider-Man. Suit.
Carnage.
Come on.
I thought Carnage was cooler than Venom.
Vulture. Michael Keaton's Vulture so fucking good.
Yeah, damn, he got a lot out of Spidey.
Carnage and, like, is the 90s.
To speak to what we're talking about, all the different iterations. We've never had anyone, in my opinion, playing Spider-Man that's been bad.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Even if you like Amazing Spider-Man 2 sucks, Andrew Garfield rocks as Spider-Man, though.
Yep.
So he lifts it up a little bit. You see him in No Way Home, it made everyone be like, oh my God, we want more of this guy.
Yeah, like instantly. So we are two for Spider-Man versus Hulk. Finger?
I don't know what else there is to add, but Spider-Man. Like, there's nothing more to say than like what's already been said. I mean, Spider-Man's just...
Even
what?
Aunt May, Uncle Ben.
Yeah,
even
classic storyline.
Yeah,
Gwen. Yeah,
people forget Topher Grace was a Marvel villain.
All-time hater.
A huge all-time hater.
And you get, what do you call it, Gwen Stacy out of it? Yeah,
Bryce Dallas Howard, Gwen Stacy.
Yep, you get, what's her name?
Animated Gwen Stacy's incredible. Storyline with her and her dad and everything, the second one.
Oh, she's like tears, a punk rock drummer, too.
Tears.
So cool.
That beautiful, like, watercolor style.
Oh, Spider Punk, too. Spider Punk is cool as fuck.
Dude, he's getting a movie.
I know.
Yeah. So you're going with Spidey Finger. Spidey Finger sounds like a
Spidey Finger.
It's a different iteration.
Yeah, it is. I used to watch tutorial videos.
Yeah. He's at the Phillies game last week. Yeah. It's Clem.
Rio Morales. That's her name.
Rio.
Just looked it up. Yeah, I can't forget my girl Rio. I mean, it's like the Spider-Man. He's like the everyday. He's like an everyday kid too, which is fun.
Yeah.
It's like he's like a relatable dude, and he's a Mets fan, which helps. So Spidey for sure. Fuck you guys.
All Spidey right now, Bibbsy.
Yeah, Finger said he didn't have anything else to add to the Spider-Man thing. I've got one thing. 9/11, obviously a horrible time.
Where are we going?
Had to get into that.
Obviously a horrible time, but. The second movie was supposed to have Spider-Man in between the two towers.
The first one.
The first one. At the very end, it was supposed to have him in between the two towers. But then obviously 9/11 happened. They had to take it out.
Yep.
And 10-year-old me found out about that. And I was like, they took everything from us. That was going to be
They've won. The terrorists won.
I was so upset.
Have I been incepted here? But like, I feel like I remember very vividly the day we got high speed internet, we got DSL. the first thing I did was like download a Spider-Man trailer. And was it a trailer for the first movie?
Yeah.
Where he strings up the helicopter between the towers?
I think so. Yeah, like I think there's even a poster maybe where you could see them in the background or the reflection.
Reflection of the goggles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, Willem Dafoe is the Green Goblin. Oh my God.
So, Godspeed, Spider-Man.
Instead of the scene where he's like holding the train back, it was just the towers.
Yes.
He's shooting the plane out of midair. I mean,
Joey Diaz on that train. Yeah. If you want to get to him, you got to go through us.
Oh, great scene.
Damn,
don't take the elevator.
What is he's like, he could be my son. He's no older than my kid.
Yeah.
Damn. Do we know, was it ever mentioned, is Spider-Man Mets or Yankees?
Yeah,
Mets.
I mean, Clem saying Mets, I have to agree.
He's very much
he is
Queens.
He's because he's Queens guy, yeah.
Oh, okay. Queens guy, yeah.
Venom was Yankees.
Eddie Brock, yeah.
I think Steve Rogers is Yankees.
Isn't he Brooklyn? He's a Brooklyn guy. So you'd be Dodgers.
I guess. Maybe he's a Yankees guy nowadays.
Can I say, bring a tear to my eye when Joey Diaz was like, you got to go through him to get done, or whatever. I was moved by that moment.
The city, carefully, he's a hero.
Yeah, 100%. And then, of course, Doc Ock just goes, okay.
Yeah.
And he just pushes them all apart.
I'm something of a scientist myself.
Let me make this clear to Robbie. Captain America hates the fucking Yankees more than anything in the world. He hates them more than KFC because, like, the Dodgers would lose every single year in the World Series to the Yankees.
Yeah, probably.
He's either an LA Dodgers fan or, honestly, probably a Mets fan.
You're probably right.
Shit, you're probably right. Yeah.
He also is racist as fuck.
Captain America. Captain America would be Yankees, Cowboys, Lakers.
Oh, yeah. We're all Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's Spider-Man. So we have Spider-Man versus the Wolverine. Actually, they have the typical combination, right, in a lot of comic book runs.
Yeah, they've definitely crossed paths over the years. Two of the most iconic.
Yeah, start with you, Robbie.
Love Wolverine. Love him. It's an obvious Spider-Man pick. Like, as soon as Spider-Man's in the bracket, Spider-Man wins.
It's tough for me because, like, Wolverine just doesn't have as many cool villains. And, like, but as an adult, I like Wolverine more. As a kid, I love Spider-Man more. I think Spider-Man just got more to work with, though, in general. So I'll go with Spider-Man. Vibsy.
Yeah, I loved Wolverine. I thought he was so cool. But Spider-Man as a kid, like, you related to Spider-Man. You thought you could be Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. You got to go Spider-Man.
All Spider-Man right now, Clem.
This is tough. My heart says Wolverine. My brain says Spider-Man. I usually don't listen to my brain because
your
stinks.
Dick says Wonder Woman.
I think like if we're doing superhero, not just really cool, fucking awesome superhero comic book guy, I think it has to be Spider-Man. I think there's so much good. T-Bob hit it. Even the video games hit. He hits in everything. Wolverine is so good as a character. We forget that some of his movies fucking suck.
Stink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
true.
He has to wear that stink, and that little bit of stink separates him from Spider-Man, who's pretty flawless despite some bumps in the road in some of his movies.
Mm-hmm. All Spidey right now, Finger.
I want to find, like, I'm trying to think of a reason to justify Wolverine other than that just he's cool. But I can't think of something that, like, doesn't apply to Spider-Man or Spider-Man doesn't do better.
Here's one thing I'll say. Logan is better than any Spider-Man movie, in my opinion. That's what I would, thing I'd give.
I don't think that's so, personally.
Logan is, like, one of the best comic movies ever made. And I think also people respect the comic book as much as anything.
True.
People love that comic book run. So that's the only thing I would say to try and give you something to cling on to.
Wait, Robbie, what would you say what Spider-Man is better than Logan?
So, honestly, this is a controversial take for me. I love Logan. I don't think it's one of the all-time greats. I would put the first two Tobey Spider-Man movies over it. I'd put Homecoming over it. And I'd probably put No Way Home over it.
Mm.
Wow.
No Way Home. I know that's controversial. I know it is.
I thought No Way Home was so cool. Like,
I loved it.
No Way Home was, dude, if you grew up on all these movies. Yeah. Like, of course. No Way Home was like
the first movie I ever saw in theaters.
It's a better experience than movie to me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Agreed.
Yeah,
it doesn't hold up in the rewatches.
No.
Oh, I think it does.
Rewatched it, to be fair,
I think
I was...
it does. I rewatch it all the time.
you're a true beater.
I can't stop watching it.
So we're all Spidey still right now. T-Bob?
It's... Again, Wolverine, it's everything everybody said. Something about Spidey that I think is great is he... Well, he seems just like he's managed to maintain being cool, fighting, being strong, while still being like incredibly likable, cheerful. And then maybe Clem, you could speak better to this, but like in a world where we first kind of got the DC heroes and they were all very kind of archetypical, maybe not a lot of nuance in the beginning, here came this like young kid with like regular kid struggles, and he's in a real city. He's in New York City. It's your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. It's yeah. Give me Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Some spunk, yeah. DC.
A big like disadvantage for Wolverine and other heroes alike against Spider-Man is like it's kind of a lose-lose because they're fighting a kid.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
You got to win. But an ode to Wolverine. It was actually just last night. I was leaving Moo Can't Sleep late at night, walking halfway home with Nikki Smokes. And he was like, "Man, you're gonna walk home from here? Like you're gonna be all right?" And my move is I'll have my keys in my hand. I put each key.
I did that in high school, yeah.
And it like made him flinch. I was like, that's right, bitch. But yeah, Spider-Man nonetheless, but thank you for the tips, yeah. Wolverine.
Wolverine found dead in O-Block, stripped for parts, like copper wire.
I swear I would do the same thing, like walking home from the school bus in high school. I would just walk with my keys in my hand and just listening to like the Black Parade, like the emo music.
Hell yeah.
And I would always think, if I punch someone like this, it's really going to cut up the webbing in my fingers.
Never really thought it through.
Yeah.
Usually it's your destruction.
I was always terrified to hit somebody.
So Spider-Man's in the finals. On the DC side, first up we have Wonder Woman versus Batman, who they have their run-ins every now and then.
No, let's not pretend like this.
It's out there. It's out there. The matchup is out there. DC, you're up first.
I'm always curious if Batman was in a war with the others. His thing is he doesn't kill people, right?
Correct.
And I think those unconscious bodies are the ones that come back to kill you in the end.
Yeah.
Mm. You gotta finish the job. But I'm still going Batman, though. Just wanted to add that.
that's another part of Batman's kind of like broken pathos when you actually think about it, right? How many people has he killed by not doing what he could have done, mm-hmm. like the Joker and shit?
Finish the job.
But again, Batman, Rogues Gallery, Gotham, Penguin, all of it. Yeah.
Batman. Finger. Mm-hmm.
Batman. Like, it's Batman.
It's fucking Batman.
Yeah.
Good point.
Clem.
Sorry, Wonder Woman. I'm back to real Morales. So you're
on your own, Batman. The eye has shifted. Yeah. Vibsy.
Well, on 9/11.
Where was Batman?
That's true.
Batman had foreknowledge. Yeah.
No, I'm going Batman. But also, someone was saying how Batman doesn't kill these people. Joker kills Lois. Lois Lane and a pregnant Lois Lane, and then Superman goes crazy.
Yes.
Yep.
In like the first 5 minutes of, I don't know, Injustice?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's in the old fighting game. Fun video game.
Very fun. I love that game.
What if it turns out that Batman's wealth is funded by Saudi Arabia? Would that change your opinion of him?
Would not be surprised. I mean, what billionaire out there has like a likable story?
It's a great point.
there's no way you get $1 billion without being a fucking asshole.
When I was watching the Justice League, I was like, yeah, how does Bruce Wayne like keep his money going?
I kind of like that in the Batman. Thomas Wayne was like, they were like, yeah, he kind of worked for the mob.
Yeah.
Where it was like, he was kind of in bed with Falcone, not literally, but.
Mm-hmm. Bruce Wayne would have definitely been on the Epstein list.
Oh,
1,000%.
Yeah. Thomas Wayne was. I don't like any of this
Thomas
talk.
Thomas was.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta be realistic. Gotta be realistic when talking about the superheroes, Robbie.
Bruce Wayne would be on it, to be clear, not Batman. He needs to maintain the appearance.
Maybe to maintain the appearance. You're selling me. You're selling me.
So we're all Batman right now.
It's not who I am, Rachel. Those Epstein files, it's not who I am.
Where's the list?
Where are the God, it's going to be such a good Batman.
Epstein Batman, yeah. It's obviously Batman, yeah.
Destroy the island.
He dropped that bomb from the end of the Dark Knight Rises on the island.
Fuck, there's no evidence anymore. Damn shame. God. That's where he retired to, with Anne Hathaway. At the end of the movie.
I don't like this.
Mark O'Kai.
What the fuck was
I don't like talking about Batman like this.
Don't make an off-color joke about the orphanage. Go.
Feels like using God's name in vain.
Batman's going to move on. Now we have Superman versus the Green Lantern.
Robin, I'm sending you to the island. To train.
To train.
No.
Robin, I got a kink
We're
in my...
We're not sending Robin to the island.
I got a kink in my back, Batman. Or Robin, you really got to work this one out.
Keep the tights on, though.
Yeah. Superman versus Green Lantern.
Put every Green Lantern combined, like Clem said about the Seven against Superman, and they don't take down Clark Kent Superman. I'm sorry. Sorry, T-Bob. Sorry.
It's soup season.
No, look,
soup's easy, Vibsy.
Can someone remind me, like, what are we judging this off of? Like,
who's
what
the better superhero?
The bet, like,
not overall strongest, stories, every medium, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go Superman. I always thought it was stupid how Lois Lane can't tell that this is Clark Kent, but then watching the Christopher Reeve Superman, I was like, oh, she's onto him, and then he, like, tricks her, and he's gaslighting this bitch.
He is. Mm-hmm. Big gaslighting.
It makes sense.
His real superpower.
It's manipulation. Clem.
Yeah, I mean, he's the prototype, right? It's superhero, not...
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
Green Hero. It's fucking, he's the prototype. Mm-hmm. And the Clark Kent side of things, Ma, Pa, Clint, Kent, the whole backstory, all that shit.
Crypto.
Yes, on the chest. Yeah.
Who's the football prospect they called the prototype? Or like maybe it was a basketball player?
John Cena's original name was the prototype.
Finger.
Not only is Superman just such a great hero, that there's a whole genre of movies that's just evil Superman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there aren't other superheroes that can just spark a whole genre of movies.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were gonna say, but he's a great man too.
So it's another one for Superman. T-Bob.
I am, you know, like I said, Green Lantern's been my favorite my entire life, but just think about the feeling. Did y'all ever have Superman pajamas as a kid?
Oh yeah, I have them as an adult.
The feeling that you get as a kid when you put those. Like I just bought my 2-year-old son some, and he loves wearing them now. Run around the house again. It's something almost like divine, and I mean that in like the religious sense, like the Superman character and just entire ordeal they built, and plus Guy Gardner. Do you know where he played football in college?
LSU?
Michigan. Piece of shit. For a knee injury, fucked him up. Get out of here, bum. We'll go Superman.
Superman, Danny.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Superman.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Superman ruins...
You must have not seen the new movie.
Superman ruins the superhero fights the same way you could say Joey Chestnut ruins the hot dog eating contest.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
It's never a close game. You already know what's going to happen. Superman is God. And for that reason, he's the best and the worst.
It's an interesting point. I kind of like the Joey Chestnut.
Have you seen the new movie, Danny?
That line.
No, I haven't.
You should see it.
Yeah, you should watch it.
I mean, I'm sure it's good, but it's just really like, good. Superman is minus 5,000 going into the fight every time.
Yeah. We'll say the playing field is leveled pretty extensively.
There's a big green rock.
Yeah, there is.
How did they tell you he died the first time when you guys actually fell for that shit?
Actually, Doomsday just beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah, Doomsday. Yeah. Doomsday beats the hell out of him. Dude.
Yeah, big
time. Well, if he has equal competitors, I guess it's different. But from what I heard, this guy is fucking 100% in everything. Yeah,
he's a Superman.
Yeah. Quite the man. I'm going Green Lantern, though, in spite of Superman.
Yeah, yo, DC, fuck, clean sweep.
One vote.
I'm going Green Lantern as well, actually. Two votes Green Lantern.
We'll give him two votes for the Green Lantern Corps. Shout out to the boys. Now we have Superman versus that dude on Epstein Island, Batman. This is a brutal matchup, actually, because the winner of Superman versus Batman goes up against Spider-Man. So this is going to be a really tough little final grouping here.
Oh, God.
So, Danny, you're up first. Superhero 1A versus Superhero 1B. Who's going forward?
All right, give me the Epstein Island guy. No, I'm going Batman for the movies, the name recognition. I was never just big on Superman. Give me the Dark Knight. Like I said before, I even loved Robert Pattinson Batman. I thought that was great.
I don't think I even loved that. That's a critically acclaimed movie. People like that movie.
But I'm still saying that's better than any Superman movie. I haven't seen the newest one. But you were saying before how we got the Penguin out of Batman alone.
Yep.
We didn't mention Ken Jack. I know it's one of your favorites. I'm the Joker, baby.
Yeah, I mean, that's all time.
You don't get that. There's no Batman. So give me Batman.
Shout out to that little large Australian man. Yeah. God damn, it was so funny. T-Bob.
Little large is accurate.
I love Superman. I think as a character, and this is something that the new movie did a very good job with. A lot of times the most interesting thing about him are kind of like how he chooses to restrain himself or how he prioritizes trying to be almost like overly sincere. And I think, you know, what the movie plays with, like in a more cynical age, I find that to be very attractive. And I think that's what Gunn really tapped into. And it's wonderful. It's amazing. You can hear the butt coming. But it's the Batman villains that put him over the top. The depth, like while Superman remains as kind of almost like I said, deified icon, Batman is just such fertile storytelling ground. Yes. Because of the characters are so deep, so layered. Yeah, give me Batman.
Beautifully said.
Two for Batman right now. Finger?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Batman. I think maybe we might be having a different conversation if Zack Snyder didn't kind of shit the bed with the DCEU and we had, like, if we had more, like, of David Cornsweet's Superman. Like, if we had, like, three movies that came out, like, over the past decade, maybe this would be a different argument, but Batman, every single Batman movie has been amazing. Like, Superman, I think, yes, he's, like, the, like, all-powerful, like, one-on-one, but, like, Batman, just the way that he's been in, like, that we know him in comics, in movies, in, like, everything is just the best. I think, like, the
goal. It's always one step ahead.
Yeah, no one relates always. To Superman. You can't, like, resonate with Superman. It's almost like, if this makes sense, someone's like, oh, who's your role model? God.
You know, like, people do say that, yeah.
People do say that.
If you ask multiple athletes, listening. They will say that. They will say
It's God.
So we are three for Batman right now. Clem.
Yeah, I don't think Superman has the same... He's a different argument than with Spider-Man argument. But I think what Batman has is what we were hoping Wolverine could have. We wanted to make the case for him. He has like they both have the grit. They both have the different set of story, but Batman just has more cool shit that goes into his story and his world. And I think because of that, and because of all the Superman stuff, just too clean cut. You have to nerf him just to make him like be able to lose.
Yeah.
It does lose. He's so good. It makes it bad. Right. Whereas Batman, again, like, Robbie's gonna bet he's gonna pick Batman, and I'm with you. I love
spoilers.
Guy kills a whole lot of fucking people in Gotham by not doing his job fullest.
Indirectly.
Yeah. Also, you know? If you watch the movies, there's a lot of deaths that just go like untalked about. In Batman Returns, he hands a ticking pipe bomb to a goon and just walks away, and then he smiles as it blows up. It's like, you killed that guy, dude.
He didn't see it, though.
Exactly. If he turns his back, like even if you play the Arkham games, some of those shots, you level someone in the neck and you're like, that was definitely a homicide.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to go with Batman, Clem?
Yeah, I'm just going to use this as my chance to say if Katie Holmes was in The Dark Knight, it would be the perfect movie, 100 out of 100. But it's a 99 out of 100 now.
That sad turtle-looking Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
Sad turtle is crazy.
That's like a weirdly perfectly accurate description. Never heard of that Maggie Gyllenhaal. Oh, my God.
Maggie, that's her first name, yeah.
So we're all Batman right now, Vibsy?
Yeah, I feel like Superman, the villains aren't as good, and he's just kind of one-dimensional, where he's just... He's so strong, and he just punches his way out of everything. Batman... Not only is he kicking ass and using fucking taekwondo or whatever to beat the shit out of people and his tool belt and all of his gadgets, but he's also cerebral and he's like solving mysteries and being one step ahead of everybody. And Batman just has everything. So you got to go Batman.
Yeah, you're never like, oh, how is Superman going to get out of this one?
Right.
That's true. So here's what I'll say.
New movie.
I'll be a dissenting vote.
New movie. You got to see the new movie.
Is the Superman the new one that I haven't seen better than any Batman movie?
No.
Better than some of the 90s.
Yeah. It's better than I'm not saying it isn't Batman Forever and Batman and Robin for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like the old ones.
Yeah. Not better than like the Nolan ones or the Pattinson ones.
I'm sorry about my gripes with Superman. I know some people like him in here, but the best superhero in the world, you'd think you'd be getting maybe some of the best superhero movies in the world.
It's really hard to make him compelling.
It's very hard.
Do you think they regret making him so powerful?
No, definitely not. He's no superhero 1A.
Yeah, exactly.
In his own world,
he's
it works.
The prototype.
Yeah,
he's the symbol of hope. Here's what I'll say: I'm going to be maybe the only dissenting. I would assume the only dissenting vote here for Superman. And the thing I'll say is, when I think superhero, that's Superman. Batman, he craves violence. I don't think there's anything Superman wants less.
You sound like J. Jonah Jameson talking about Spider-Man right now.
Just straight up, Superman, all he cares about is saving people. And like that's what I think he'd do a great job of in the gun movie. It's like he doesn't want to fight anyone or anything. Yeah. And that is a hero. Heroes, they don't want to fight anything.
Yep,
true.
And that's what Batman, if he had nothing to fight, he'd kill himself.
But
he
realizes at the end of the Pattinson movie, okay, I can't just be vengeance, I got to be hope as well.
Yeah, that's only in one edition, though. The rest of them, it's not exactly the same. I think if he didn't have someone to physically assault, like, he would kill himself. And I think that's not... I think if Superman had no one to physically assault, that'd be the greatest day of his entire life.
Yeah.
So that's to me...
That would be dark if Superman broke his own rule on himself.
If Batman...
No, Batman.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but yeah.
That's true.
So I'll go with Superman. I think he's a hero. He, to me, is a superhero. I'll be maybe the only dissenting vote.
And I'll dunk on Superman with the final Batman vote there.
Superman sucks.
Dude, I'll take Alfred over Superman. Okay?
Oh, come on.
And I'll say this. I think Batman the Animated Series might be the best adaptation of a comic book character in any medium.
So good. So even the recent one was, I thought,
recent
really
one was pretty good, too. Yeah.
Pretty solid.
I mean, it's no Batman the Animated
Crusader.
Is Clayface from the animated series?
Yes. Yeah. Well, not originally. It was Beyond. From the comics, but
he did come from the comics. Because the Clayface episodes of the animated series are like special. As amazing. The whole series is.
Batman Beyond, amazing.
Batman Beyond is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I just finally watched the finale of the Batman Beyond, last episode. Yeah.
About time.
Return of the Joker, so good.
Okay, so final matchup. Batman versus Spider-Man defenders. So let's say street level.
How it should be.
Street level guys. Honest. Yeah, I think we did good here. The only exception might have been Superman, but that's it. But it's chalky, which is good here, I think. So Spider-Man versus Batman, starting with you, Bob Fox.
I'm going Batman. He's been my hero since day one, since Adam West. They used to replay the Adam West show at like 2 a.m. on TV Land. And shout out Mama Fox. She would wake up, pop a empty VHS in the VCR, and she would tape all the episodes for me. So when I woke up for school the next morning, I'd have something to watch before I went off.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I just had a closet full of VHS tapes labeled
by villain.
This guy's
mom loves him.
Labeled by villain, which was awesome, too. So it'd be like Mr. Freeze episode, this episode, friggin', you know, whoever, King Tut. Batman's the best. I mean, I would rather like the Batmobile than Spider-Man's powers, even. That's how much I love Batman.
Crazy. I'll go for Spider-Man for a lot of the same reasons as Superman. He's more of a hero than Batman is. And also, on top of that, I think
sounds like you hate Batman.
I don't. It's just like, it really comes down to I like these two better than I like Batman, and that's it. So I think he's a better hero, and I think he's also, like, there's bad Batman shit. There's really no bad Spider-Man shit. You can say Amazing Spider-Man 2 is terrible. Sure.
Yeah, terrible.
It's not as bad as Batman and Robin, one of the worst
Spider-Man
movies ever made.
Real,
Batman and Robin's one of the worst movies
ever
made.
So bad, it's good.
I feel like there's so much more Batman stuff that's been made as opposed to Spider-Man stuff.
Period. That's true. Absolutely. But I think Spider-Man's just more, I would say, overall consistent, and they've done a great job of casting all of them, which isn't the case necessarily in Batman.
I like all the Batman they casted.
I don't know Val Kilmer. I don't think
Val Kilmer's good. Kilmer might be the best Batman other than Christian Bale.
I don't think George Clooney was
even.
Clooney's a bad Batman.
Clooney's good, dude.
Yeah.
I could see it with Clooney.
So I'm going to go with Spider-Man here for those reasons. Fibsy.
This is really tough. I feel like, they're kind of opposite ends of the spectrum. One's really uplifting. One's like kind of depressing and dark.
Yeah.
They both have great, coteries of supervillains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the right thing, Bibbs.
I want to go Batman just because I could sit down and I could watch anything Batman at any time and enjoy it. There's not enough Spider-Man stuff. I wish there was more. I got to go Batman. I gotta go. You got it. You got it.
2-1 in favor of Batman right now, Clem.
The Batman highs are higher. There's no doubt about that. The lows, I don't know. We could go about the lows. It's all subjective, I suppose. I also don't like that Robbie kind of was feeling himself and then started dunking on Superman for no reason. And then I'm also gonna get. Okay. This is superhero, right?
Superhero. Yes.
Batman is in a superhero.
Oh, come on. Yeah. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this.
Superpowers, Bob?
He fights supervillains.
He's a vigilante more than anything.
If you fight supervillains, you're a superhero.
Yeah, but they don't have powers either.
They don't have
powers. Some of them do. Some of them do.
No, deranged homeless people.
We're going to say now he does beat up on the mentally ill. He does.
In between his flights to Epstein Island, he beats up crazy homeless guys.
He does. It is notable that his villains don't go to prison. They go to a mental asylum.
A mental asylum. Yeah.
Just call the cops, Batman.
If he got bit by a radioactive bat, I think I could vote for him, but I don't think I can. And again, this is going to get Robbie upset too. You can make a case in his universe, the Joker is the number one guy in that entire universe.
And what do you mean the number one guy in the universe?
When I think of Dark Knight, I think it's a Joker. I think of the Joker first before I think
it's his movie versus Batman, so for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I see it. I see it. It's a good point.
Bane fucking rocked too.
He did.
Bane was great.
Yeah.
Ra's al Ghul, not so much, but.
I thought he was awesome.
Not as good as Batman.
Ra's was good.
He's not as good as Batman. Batman's the star of Batman Begins.
True.
I think he's not the star of the next.
Scarecrow's great in that too.
Yeah. Scarecrow's good.
Where Spidey's villains play their role, but they never overshadow Spidey. At least I don't think so. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I'm going to take Spidey.
This is shaping up great so far. We are 2-2. 1-2 for Batman, 2 for Spider-Man. Goldfinger.
I was going to go Batman just because I think the Dark Knight series is just such an incredible trilogy. And like living in Chicago, whenever I'm driving around, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm in Gotham City right now.
Yep. Every time.
Like it never gets old. Like just driving around, seeing, I'll be like, oh yeah, I remember that from the movie. But
how do you think we feel when we see the two? Oh, never mind. Sorry. Continue. Sorry, Finger. Go ahead.
But Clem's argument about Spider-Man, I think that he's a superhero. His rogues gallery is like insane. And Batman's rogues gallery too, but also if I was going to base my Batman argument off The Dark Knight, it's a Joker movie.
Yeah.
So I am going to go Spider-Man.
3 for Spider-Man, 2 for Batman. T-Bob.
All right. I think my take on this coalesced like within this conversation, because I would have thought that I would almost blind pick DC here because that's what I grew up on. I've read more Batman in terms of strict comic books. But through talking this out, like, I feel like the kind of the rich, fertile storytelling soil of Batman also applies to Spider-Man, but mixed with the sort of uncynical cheeriness of Superman and the sincerity there that I really liked. Like, you kind of get the best of both worlds with Spider-Man there. So yeah, I'm gonna go Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
I mean, I
Danny
do
off the hook.
Danny was dreading it. He was gonna have to vote for either a rich pervert or a teenage boy. It was like, he didn't know what to do.
I do love Spider-Man.
Rich pervert orphan.
Danny.
I would have gone the teenage boy for what it's worth.
Oh, okay.
Attaboy.
But yeah, I love that they're two hometown heroes. You know, Spider-Man sometimes finds himself in another universe in the other movies. But Spider-Man didn't choose this life. He got bit by a spider. Batman, he's bringing this all on himself.
Batman didn't choose this life.
Sure he did.
Joe Chill.
He beats people up out of boredom. Empty mansion. Spider-Man, he gets to like sling his webs home from school if he wants. He never needed like the sticky hand growing up. He's got webs. So again, back to my point about how can I just use my powers in everyday life and not necessarily against beating the shit out of people? That's Spider-Man all day.
Man, realistically, like
you can't. I know the Batmobile is a thing, but you know he can't just be taking that out to 7-Eleven. He can only use it during.
No, he can only
the Lambo.
He can only take out his Ferrari. Poor him.
Spider-Man. We'll wait till Spider-Man gets older. He'll be rich.
Yeah.
Batman, like he's like always listening, probably like the police radios, like trying out where to go. Yeah. Whereas Spidey has to take the sense. Mm-hmm. He can't stop the sense. It just goes off in his body. So it's like again, this life chose him. It's a great way to put it. Man.
Thank you, Clem.
Killing a kid's parents in front of him is the least chill thing I think you could possibly do for a guy named Joe Chill.
Yeah,
it's a very
not chill.
Very not
Rip
chill
the
thing.
Friggin'
to do.
The beads, the pearls,
the pearls. God damn it! Again, that means that the winner of the bracket episode 184, the DC versus Marvel bracket, is Spider-Man. I kind of thought Batman was like, if I had a bet.
Oh, I thought Batman would win this same. Easy.
I thought it'd be like no votes against him.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad Spider-Man won though.
Me too. I don't mind it. Yeah.
I
I think Spider-Man. It'll surprise the listener.
Yeah,
a brighter age.
Yes, and I think if Superman, we hadn't just recently seen Superman, I might vote differently. I think I've turned a page on how I want superheroes to be after that, and that has kind of swayed the way I voted on these. So again, that's the winner. Oh, we will see you guys next week with a new episode.